Blog Talk Radio.
And now, ladies and gentlemen.
Cure for this, I don't want it. If there's a cure for
What's going on, boys and queens? What's going on, honey? We are back here live for another installment of the motherfucking show, bitch. We are live on the motherfucking air, bitch. And it's going to be some madness, and it's going to be some fun, and it's going to be some schedules and some teas that is going to be revealed to you girls that has not came to life until last week, honey. It's a lot of things that has happened and has came to life, bitch, that we have found out on our core children and been the bigger woman and a mother as such as I should have been and has apologized to the girls and everything, honey. And I want to let all you girls know that I'm hitting switchboard. I'm going to be hitting myself up. Like, why y'all not talking? Why y'all not starting? Out of respect of the red carpet still being on, we let the music play and start and, you know, keep y'all motivated and the y'all girls in the chat room can talk and whoever's on the phone live can just listen to the music until the red carpet starts wrapping up their show. Out of respect for them, that's what we are doing, because I'm not going to be shady and I'm not going to be disrespectful the way they are being to us, knowing that our show comes on at 11 o'clock for the last year, 3 months. So that's why the music plays for so long, girls. Okay, queens, how you doing, honey? But it's going to be some madness. You know, it's just so much madness and stuff that's going to happen tonight. And so much stuff is going to come to light. And y'all girls is going to gag at the things that's going to come to life. This thing is going to be a mess. It's really going to be a mess. And the tea is definitely confirmed and everything. And I have been told that the person that told me the tea, honey, they told me that I can spill the tea and I can say that they said it, and they don't have a problem with coming on the radio show and saying that they did say it. But I'm going to wait until about 11:45, 12 o'clock before I spill the tea. But I'm not going to waste no time. And, you know, the tea is so hot. The tea is so hot and the tea is so juicy, Miss Day. You know my sister Nicole is a ride or die bitch, Miss Day. And she's going to ride or die with me, Miss Day, regardless of anything, Miss Day. But the tea is so juicy and so motherfucking hot, Miss Day. I had to get the official first cast back up on the motherfucking show. I had to call Miss Jenny in too. So Miss Jenny's going to be coming on a little bit later too, as soon as we find her number. But I had to get Miss Jenny in here. But let's not waste no time, bitch. Let me get my banshee cut. I really did your motherfucking sister on the motherfucking line, the legendary Nicole Icon.
What's going on?
Hi, chat room. What's going on?
I heard your introduction. I kind of figure I'm an old girl, so I kind of like put all the things together myself.
Oof. Yes, girl. It's going to be a messy show. It's going to be details, mistake. And then, Nicole, let me tell you something, right, Nicole?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you know, I never incriminate myself on the show, Miss A. I guess the girls, you know, I'm gonna give the girls a slight little something. I guess the girls just don't understand, Miss A. I called and I apologized to somebody about a situation that happened about a year ago, but then comes to light last night, Nicole, that another queen has done the same thing to me, Miss A. I'm gagging at the girls, Miss A.
The story of all of our lives. That's why you got to pick and choose your girlfriends very carefully. It's not those niggas in blue you got to watch. It's them niggas in your crew. It's them niggas in your crew, the one that's closest to you. Trust me.
Oh, bitch, I got to put that on my tag. honey. It's not the niggas in blue, but it's the niggas in your crew. You must watch.
Yes, bitch, that's little Ken doll.
I know that's right, honey. Switchboard, did you find Jenny number, Switchboard? Because Jenny gonna come on this thing. Baby, when I tell you, me and Jenny went out. I didn't even recap my weekend. I ain't even recap my weekend for the
Who is cheerleading in the back?
That's one of my grandkids. You know, honey.
Yes, okay.
But let me, I got to recap my weekend because, we wasn't here on Wednesday. And I don't know what I did on Wednesday. I really don't remember what I did on Wednesday besides work. And I did some other things on Thursday and cleaned up and, and started rearranging the stuff. You got to start taking the sweaters and stuff out of the drawer, bringing down, the warm stuff and packing everything up the right way. So I was doing that. And then on Friday night, I was sitting here, and I scrolled through the girl's tag when I'm bored because the husband was away at a wedding this weekend. So I was here, and I'm scrolling through the girl's tag, and I see on Greggy Visa's tag, commentating in Brooklyn tonight. So I hit Greg up like, Greg, where you commentating at in Brooklyn? So Greg never hits me back up, Mistake. Greg hits me up like around like 12:15, Mistake, and says, oh, I'm commentating at this lesbian ball in Brooklyn at Langston's. He gave the very big girl's face is $100, and realness is $50. It's in gold, Mistake. So I'm sitting here, Mistake, girl, and I'm like, oh, bitch. Okay, well, let me pull myself together and see if I can pull it together, honey. So I pulled it together. I'm so sorry, Shady. I forgot to call it to the show. Shady, y'all got to learn how to send out those Yahoo messages like we send them out so y'all can remind me about the show because I'm bitch be busy, honey. You hear me talking to you, Shady P? I see you up here in the chat room. Y'all need to send out those messages like we sent out and remind me about the show because I was supposed to call into y'all show today to talk about the lesbian board when we talked about it in the car when you were driving back to the city. So I went to the lesbian board in the car. I was here in the house. And so I was sitting here. They were like,
children,
oh,
women, children, men, go back and find a field. Everyone's got to make a living.
L-O-S, yeah. Yeah, yo, yo, we off the block this year. Went from a low to a lot this year.
Hey, Jenny!
Hey.
Yes. Okay. So I was telling the story. Wait, hold on. So, bitch, I don't know. So the Greg finally hits me up and tells me about it. 2 seconds later after Greg hits me up, Greg must be on the motherfucking Yahoo talking to Jennifer on the phone. So Jennifer hit me up and like, girl, let's go break this motherfucking lesbian boy up. So I'm saying to her, girl, I want to go, Mistake, but I'm not going all the way to Brooklyn, Mistake, just to be sitting around watching the lesbians and I can't flirt or anything, bitch, or whatever. I got a husband. So and I was like, I ain't got no gold dress. Jennifer tells me, bitch, well, come on, bitch, I got a gold dress, bitch. I get in the shower, Mistake. I paste this motherfucking face into a box, Mistake. Go and meet Jennifer at her house. Jennifer comes downstairs. She brings me the gold dress. Bitch, so that is my 1:15, 1:30, and we try to get to Brooklyn before the ball starts, bitch. So now we back, and me and Jennifer is back in our old days, Mistake, when we used to be butch queens, getting in drags, Mistake, driving in the motherfucking U-Haul, Mistake, to go over to our girlfriend house, Mistake, the butch train. Girl, I'm in the back of the motherfucking cab, Nicole. I'm taking my pants off. I'm taking my shirt off, bitch. And this motherfucking dress that Jennifer brought me downstairs, Nicole, is skin tight, Nicole, bitch. I could barely move. The only part of the dress that moved, Nicole, was that came past my kneecaps. I'm in the cab. Jennifer's on her phone, bitch. I'm pulling the dress over my head, bitch. The dress getting stuck on my arm, getting stuck in my bra, and Jennifer is pulling and tugging the dress down, bitch. By the time I got up out that motherfucking cab, Nicole, and we got to motherfucking Lakes, I was in that dress, bitch, and I was ready. They called the category as we was walking in, honey. And I snatched that cash from realness, and I snatched that cash from motherfucking face, honey. And me and Jennifer's on our way back to the motherfucking city.
All right, that was cute.
Yes, it was really cute. I had fun.
It's seduction, coming out the cab, just getting ready, and the category is right there, cow.
And then we left from there, we went to the village, honey, and we was up in Manitou's, honey, and we had something to eat in Manitou's.
The whole thing, yeah, ate the whole restaurant.
Yes. Jennifer.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Nothing.
I know y'all gonna put on a couple of pounds after eating up Manitou.
No, I had a salad.
Oh, really?
No.
Well, I had those. She made all that change, Ginger, and you already had a salad. Get in, get out.
Girl, I had scrambled eggs with cheese, with steak, some banana pancakes, and some beef sausages.
Mm.
Honey, you know I had to eat that. You know I'm a fat bitch, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Jennifer. That snack was motherfucking everything.
Yeah, talking about snacks.
Yes.
Yeah, see, she had went to the store and I introduced this new snack and the store just came out.
Yes.
By Intamin.
You is always nasty, girl.
Honey. We're not making a tiny chat. We're not making a tiny chat tonight, honey. No tiny chat tonight, honey, maybe. If you girls gonna make your own tiny chat, y'all can make your own tiny chat. My mother won't be in the tiny chat, honey. Baby, we have other.
Where's Charlie? Is he gonna say hi?
No, Charlie's not coming on. We have other pressing issues that we're going to be talking about in a little while, Miss Day. Very, very shady teas, Miss Day, that we're going to be talking about later, honey, that we're going to be spilling the tea. And so then on Saturday, I just relaxed and I went to the ball. I went to the Globe, to the ball in Jersey. Gotta give a big shout out to Kenya 007. She had a cute little ball. She gave away all her change, Miss Day. And she also had her little Barbie dolls and gave the girls their change, Miss Day. I don't know what happened at the Rumble last night. I don't know what happened in Dayton, Ohio, or in L.A. I know Mother Khan won $1,000, and somebody else won another $2,000 at the mall because it was on their tags. But I don't know actually who won, Miss Day. Maybe we could have Rodney call in here and tell us which wards he was at and give us the tea on what happened at those wards.
Rodney, Rodney, where are you?
Rodney, are you out there?
Rodney.
Rodney, if you're out there, listening, or if anybody's next to Rodney and they're listening, please tell Rodney we need. Father, hit me up. Father's on the hall. Can you please find Father's number? It's 204-788. Switch war. Can you please find Father's number? Father's on
the
hall.
The bitch is in the queue.
Yes. Switch war. Can you please find legendary Father Rodney Milan so we can find out what happened in the boss when he was at that, we wasn't at. But I really had fun at Kenya Ball. It was really
cute. The bitch was in the queue all the time.
It was really cute. It was really cute, and I really had fun. And if anybody wants to see what I look like at Kenya's World, and y'all want to see what my face looked like, because I wasn't dressed yet when I took my pictures, and y'all want to see what my pictures look like at Kenya World, you can go to my Facebook page, or if you're a friend on me on MySpace, you can go to MySpace, and you can see what my headshot looked like before I got dressed for Kenya's World. Honey, yes, Father's in the queue. We have to wait for Switchboard to come back. Switchboard must be is not sitting right in front of the screen right now. So I'm waiting for Switch War to come back, and once Switch War come back and hit me up, honey, I'm gonna tell y'all the tea, honey. I'm gonna give y'all the tea on what happened. And Corey Milan won the $2,000. Honey. Yes. Well, Corey, we're for the twins. Went to Cal Ebony. Honey, bro, I know Father has all that tea. Stop telling me all of the tea. Stop telling me the tea. I know Father has the details. I know Father was there. Let Father tell me. Okay? I want Father to give me the tea. I waited for Switch War to come back. And once Switch War comes back, I'll give y'all Switch War is not in front of that. We're going to get to Rodney, honey, so we can get the tea or what happened, honey. So what you did this weekend, Nicole, because I know your magic stick went back out of town, back home.
Oh, okay.
So what you did this weekend?
Jennifer.
She got her nails done. She was happy.
Okay, Kelly, that's what you know. All right, well, I was very...
Girl, I must be got some different tea because one of the kids over
my
here...
Fact, but my personal life is not even up for discussion.
She don't want to talk about that.
I had a very domestic weekend, and it was fun.
Switch Ward just hit me back. Hold on. 240-788. It's his number, switchboard.
Hold on, y'all.
Yes. Nicole loves Roddy come on and give the tea.
Man,
about the function.
Roddy be first calling.
Hello. Come on,
man.
Hello.
Yo.
Your hands better be up, bitch. Like, yes.
What's going on, ladies? What's going on?
What's going on, Tomlin?
Not much. I got a little intro for me. All right, thanks, switchboard.
Yes, that was very. You throw your hands up in the air and go, oh,
yes,
man,
I was. I was going. Where's my co-host? Where's Jaquan at?
We don't know where Jaquan is at. Jaquan is MIA today, honey.
So we was actually sitting next to each other because it was at the second ball that I will discuss this evening, but I needed him there because we, you know, we were discussing to get our thoughts together for the show tonight.
He's coming. Oh, Jaquan will be on shortly. He's on his way driving home.
Okay. Well, I did attend the ball in Dayton, Ohio. It was nice. I'll give you, you know, the setup. It was a nice venue, very spacious, a lot of table space, colors, everything was nice. They had a lot of money to give out, and they gave out every dime. It was Eva St. Clair and Deja Khan. It was, you know, I met them. They were, you know, very polite and very gracious hostess, I'll say that. And what else was going on? People in the building, Kenny Visu, Mina, Mark Mugler, Tayana, Fatty Ebony, Twister Mark from D.C. as well, 007, host of Ebony's Opie. Let's see, who else was in the building that I remember?
I haven't fucking regard to how long.
Well, move on to some of the winners. I don't have a complete list of winners because I don't remember all the people's names. But for, like you said, congratulations to my child, Corey Milan. She came down with me to compete, and she won the $2,000 for performance. She was in the final battle with an Escada, Jay Escada. I think he's from either Kentucky or Columbus, Ohio. That's where he's from, Columbus, Ohio. Lollipop Khan competed, Lala Escada. There were some other people. It was a night. I expected more people to be there, you know, like Cassandra's, Angel Herrera's, the Jahira's, and I expected to see all, Thaddeus Aga was there. He competed as well. I expected to see a lot more people competing for $2,000. You didn't have to have a production. You didn't have to have anything. No, it didn't call for anything. It just says Vogue.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it was just Vogue for
$2,000. That was an easy call, Heidi.
Yeah, so, you know, the girls didn't come, whether they figure it's going to be shade, whether it's going to be whatever, but I'm like, let's pack up, let's hit the road, let's go.
I know that's right. Work it out, Corey. Get that easy chance.
And Twist was won by Kale, Kale Ebony. He votes. He votes. There was a lot of kids in rooms with a Twist as well. Runway was won by Tracy Escada. Female figure performance was won by Mother Alana Khan.
Work, Alana.
Faith was won by Day Day Escada. It was on a one-person walk. It was for $350, so he got his change. Drags Realness, Tayana and Mina battle. Mina won. She won over Tayana in the final battle. That was for some money as well. I don't know how much. It was for money as well. It just about everything was for money. I won Realness, Fatty and I, with the last battle for Thugs. And then Ebony won Schoolboy. Ms. Rahi won Pretty. Ms. Rahi from Chicago won Pretty Boy over AJ Herrera. And then we all battled for the cash.
Of course, you won the cash.
Yeah, I got me a couple of dollars. But I want to give a shout out to my son, Mooka Milan. He was in the battle zone, like he was battling because we were in line behind each other, so of course we couldn't battle each other. So it was like a process of elimination. So once he got in line, I had to keep moving the people beside me to move up, to move up, to move up, because he was just knocking them down, knocking them down. And he lost to Fatty. And then I did the cleanup on aisle 8.
And
But you know, it's no shit. I love Fatty, so you know, it's good competition. I don't mind losing to people, but that's how I made my name as well, walking against Dre and Melson and James and all those people. So you have to win some to lose some to make your name by battling. You can't not walk or don't want to walk because someone else is there. So that's how the ballroom scene evolves.
I know, that's right.
Welcome.
Detailed information of the recap of this weekend.
Let me see what else.
Let him see what else. See what else. Come on.
And the event, I mean, it was only $20 to get in the ball.
Oh, that was fast. $20, and they gave away, and they gave a damn near away $5,000. That was really cute.
Yes, and the tables were $75.
Ooh, tables were $75.
Yeah. Bitch, mind you, I was just talking to one of my kids. I was just talking to my son the other day, and he got to tell me, yesterday, mind you, he was like, well, we got $110 in the house, dude, so we got enough to pay for one table for the bloody war. I said, a table ain't been $75 since the ball went at the lock ballroom.
Yeah, I heard the Blondix tables were, they have some tables at like $500 or something.
Oh, I didn't hear about that. I didn't see that on the flyer when I read that.
Someone had told me that it's a table for, it's $500, it's, but it's a all you can drink or something type of setting. I need to get the full details on that. Because when they was talking about all you can drink and stuff, they had called me and we was discussing it. So I was like, I didn't hear anything about it. They're like, the table was $500 and it's all you can drink. So I'm thinking, okay, $500 and everybody can go in there and drink. And then he called me back and was like, well, no, a table only seats 10. So that's 10 people only that can get the ticket or get the band or however, you know, it goes to associate you with the all you can drink and stuff. So I'm like, oh, well, that would be something that has to be discussed and thought and, you know, by the individuals. But I didn't, it was just something that came across to me. I didn't get the full details on that. So, but you know, once I will, I'll definitely relay it to you guys.
Yes, I need to find out the details about that table, honey.
They must got, it got gold on it.
I'm gonna fuck you up, Nicole. I'm gonna fuck you up. What happened to Jenny? Where'd Jenny went? Jenny, we lost Jenny. What happened? We lost the hold on. Somebody hit me up. Oh, go ahead, y'all. Somebody,
send me an IM. Y'all talk for a minute.
Oh, okay. God, she takes her private time.
She's on the bat phone.
Mm-hmm.
So you said, Nicole, you did a domestic thing, you know, you're
yeah, I was
not up for discussion this weekend.
Yeah. No, I said my private life is not up for discussion. But
okay, well, you said you was private, right, this weekend?
Yeah.
Or you, oh, okay, so we can't discuss it, right?
Right.
It ain't that private, girl.
Believe it or not.
They said somebody here hit me up, and they said it's an open bar at an open buffet.
Oh, okay. It is for the $500?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
So you mean free drinks all night?
That's worth it, Miss Tate, because some girls spend damn near motherfucking $500 or damn near $200 buying cocktails at bars instead of get full.
True, I think that's why. I guess that's why they brought it to my attention.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Because you'll be at that bar. Hello, my table. Do I need a ticket or something?
Okay.
What is going on?
I'm coming in the door.
My drink.
Oh, I don't know why. It does that from time to time. But, baby, it's about to be some tea, honey. I don't know where Miss Jenny at. We need to get Jenny on the line so I can start spilling this tea. Jenny, where you at? What happened?
Well, I'm gonna go. We're gonna go on to the Rumble now. You guys ready for the Rumble?
Oh yeah, go to the Rumble. Yeah, go to the Rumble before I start feeling the tea. What happened at the Rumble? Yeah, because they told I gagged. They was like you was at the Rumble.
Yes. Well, we left. I had to. The kids came with me to Ohio, so they were on the teams for the Rumble teams for the performance. So we had to go to Virginia. Quan was on one team. Porkchop and Corey were on another team. So we had to get to Richmond so they can get prepared with their teams and things like that. It was a nice crowd. It wasn't as crowded as it normally was at those other two Rumbles, but still was a nice crowd. And the people did come out for the Locust because you had the House of Revlon was in the building. You had Tony. You had Angel. You had Gerard. You had Peanut. You had the whole cast. It was all in there.
Okay.
Yeah, and then the LaCroix. You had Kennedy. You had Michi. You had Tia. You had Season. I mean, they was all up in there, too. So it was a nice little namesake throw out at the ball. But I want to touch on something.
Okay, hold on 1 minute, Rodney.
Okay.
Yes, hold on. Yes, switch boards. I'm making money. I'm making money. Dollar, dollar bills. Dollar, dollar, dollar bills. Dollar, dollar bills. Dollar, dollar, dollar bills. And that's why my outfit match my new whip. And that's why the new whip match my new crib. And that's why the world ain't know who I are. Because I go hard. I go so, so hard. I go hard. I go so, so hard.
Hello?
Hello. Hey, how are you? What's going on? How was your drive? Are you good?
I'm fine. How are you?
I can't complain. I won't.
Jenny, you back also?
Hey, everybody. Huh?
Wait, I was trying to hold on, Jaquan. Jenny, you back? Hello, Jenny? Where's Jenny at? I heard a sidekick. Oh, no. Okay. Go ahead, Jaquan.
No, I was saying, hey, everybody. Who on here?
Why you sound like
horse.
That?
Yeah. From the horse. From the balls. Hello?
After you was chanting down.
Oh, so go ahead and finish recapping the Rumble, Rodney, because I know you and Jaquan Key died at the Rumble.
Oh, hey, Rodney.
What's going on, sir? I was waiting on you to get on the phone before we talked about the Rumble.
The
Balenciagas were in the building as well. Balenciagas were definitely in the building. St. Clair's definitely in the building. The Milan's were in the building. The Ebony's were in the building.
Did you say the LaCroix? Cause, you know.
I did say, oh, you're trying it. I did say the LaCroix. We'll get to that later. Yes. We'll do some winners. We can do some winners. We got, Realness, we start with the Realness. Thug Realness was won by Deshaun. I don't know if he, did he go back to Revlon?
Yeah, he's Revlon.
Okay, Deshaun Revlon. Pretty Boy was won by Hypnotic and Dante Balenciaga. They had Pretty Thug. School was won by Bo Allure. Sex Siren. The Catboy was won by, he's an Evisu. Can't remember his first name.
D. Lace. Little D.
Okay, I was going to say Lacey Visu. That's his name. That's my name for him. Lacey Visu. Junior was won by,
D. Anthony.
Yeah, D. Anthony Balenciaga. And Senior was Rock Revlon. Performance. Realness with a Twist was won by the Aga Twins. And then the main event was the Open to All performance teams. You had Cincinnati, Storm St. Clair's team versus Porkchop Milan's team versus Trey Songz's LaCroix team. And it was, I don't know who was the captain of the other team.
You said them all.
No, it was
Rico. Rico Ebony.
Rico Ebony. Yes, Rico Ebony's team. And Quan Milan won for who was on Trey Songz's team. So, in actuality, Trey Songz's team won. But Quan was the last person standing.
Okay.
know that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That is the Ohio T.
Yeah. It was real nice. I liked the Rumble. It was fun.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Cabbage. I see Cabbage is in the chat room. How you doing, Cabbage?
Oh, what's going on, Auntie? How are you?
Jenny, are you back, Jenny, from the blog?
Hello.
Okay,
yes.
You're back.
Okay.
And well, where did
Chanel.
You go?
Huh?
Corey Chanel went one way.
Phone call came out.
Yeah. Corey Chanel went one way, y'all.
Mm.
Oh, I know that's right.
And but another thing about the ball, you know, it just really pissed me off. You know, I hate to see, like, commentators who be on the mic. And you know you're on the mic, so you're kind of louder than everybody and all this other stuff. But you keep throwing these daggers at other houses and then expect them not to retaliate against yours. You know what I'm saying? Like, you wouldn't go and see Jack and Selvin on the mic going crazy because a Khan or a Mizrahi won this category. You know what I'm saying? Of course they're going to be happy, but it gets to a certain point where it's kind of like, come on now. Like, do y'all not ever win that much? I mean, they don't win that much, but I'm just saying you don't have to act like, you know, when y'all do win, is that serious? You know what I'm saying?
Your mouth has really become catty. And who are you talking about?
Daniel Chanel.
Oh. Yeah. Well, baby, you know.
The tea.
A mess.
Okay, you got yours out, Jaquan. Now it's my turn now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Jaquan, are you on Yahoo?
Oh, shit. No.
Get on Yahoo. Miss Ebony,
well,
says she needs you on Yahoo.
Okay. What happened was, it was brought to my attention. You guys listening?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. After the Milan ball, it was brought to my attention by someone who doesn't walk balls anymore, doesn't go to the balls, doesn't associate themselves with the ball, but is still associated with the house. They called me, well, not called me, we spoke on Yahoo, and apparently they got chopped at the Milan ball. Their house did, for a production, for grand prize. It was told that to me that my house was being shady to them because they got chopped.
Okay, the house of LaCroix felt that the house of Milan was being shady to them.
Correct.
Okay.
So, you know, he brought it to my attention. Tom Blumenthal LaCroix brought it to my attention. So I told him, I said, well, it was no shady if the house felt that the production wasn't brought properly. They wasn't the only house chopped, so why would it be a personal shade to the house of LaCroix? The house of Garcon was chopped as well, but no one, you know, called phones or, you know, going around to the ballroom community saying it was shade thrown or anything like that. We took it and we moved on, as in any house that might get, you know, chopped at a ball. But my son called me this morning, and apparently they felt like I was shading them last night. And I didn't know where that came from or who could have gave that. So, you know, if there are any of the quads out there who would like to discuss that with me on the air, I'll be here for the remainder of this evening, and I would love for LaQuad to call in.
Oh, darling.
And I was telling Jaquan about this because we were sitting right next to each other on the panel, and I was asking, I said, well, I asked him today, I said, did you feel like I was shading the LaQuad since she was sitting right next to me? He was like, well, no, I didn't even, you know anything of like that. So I was wondering myself, how did that even come across from someone who wasn't at the ball to call me and say that somebody called them and told him that I was shading the house of LaQuad? So I want to get to the bottom of it so it won't turn into anything, you know, in the future.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, if anybody from the House of LaQuad, Meechie, anybody who has a discrepancy or thinks that the House of Milan is being shady, call in. Do so. It's a platform for everyone. The T.
Well, you know what?
What?
I sat and I observed everything, you know, because I didn't get a chance to walk, so I was sitting at the table, shielded by the kids. So I sat and observed everything, and I'm going to be perfectly honest, and you have to recreate a Milan moment, and it's no shade. The other four things that they did in their production, and their production was really cute. But what I think was that what got them chopped is creating a Milan moment. It's really hard to take in for anybody, and I don't think anyone should have used Stephanie in their production. It is hard to emulate anything that Stephanie has done, hands down. That's my honest observation on why I think that they got chopped, because Dawn wasn't giving me the essence of Stephanie and her look that she had. The only one time that I ever seen Stephanie with her titties out was at one Rumble, and that was on Halloween. So I don't know. That's just my opinion.
And I didn't ask anyone to explain to me why did y'all chop them or why did y'all do it. I put the young generation, I put, you know, the old generation, I mixed them in together, so it'll be a mixture just in case, cause I didn't know who you know, what individuals they was going to emulate at the ball, so I made sure I had old Milans and new Milans and, you know, active ones on there so they can see, you know, and I gave them, you know, full range to their opinion as how far as they see fit. And I wasn't overriding anything or doing anything because, you know, that's their opinion. But it definitely was no shade to no houses, especially not the LaCroix.
I don't know why people always take it as shade. But did y'all hear the tea that Milan Garçon, Milan X Garçon, X Chanel, X this, X that, X that, X that, X that, is now Mother Herrera of L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hold on. Let me send this number. Hold on, let me send this number over. Hold on, let me send this number over the switchboard because Michi is IMing and he wants to come on and talk about this. Hold on. I'm trying to get this number to send the switchboard. Hold on. Okay, switchboard, that's the number. Michi would like to come on. Honey. So we can get this resolved so I can get to the mess and the drama.
Yeah, Kelly.
Yeah, honey.
Mm-hmm. I'm mad at you.
Why are you mad at me? Do y'all, wait, hold on. Are y'all on the phone line? Oh, wait,
mm-hmm.
Hold on.
I'm on the phone.
Hello.
Yes.
Oh.
Wait. On the line. Okay, I'm trying to see if they're on the phone line, honey, because we don't see that number. We don't see that number on the phone line. So we're trying to see if they're on the line so we can get this resolved so I can send the next thing. Because it's gonna be some tea. It's gonna be messy, honey.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna get messy, honey. So why y'all girls out there, honey? Find your girlfriends. I am your girlfriend. And text your girlfriend because maybe I just don't think the girls understand, honey. I really don't think they motherfucking understand me, Miss Day. They know.
What they don't understand, Kyle?
I don't know, honey. Well, they ain't text me back yet. So.
No, I said what the girls don't understand.
I don't know. They ain't text me. They ain't hired me back yet. The girls don't understand, right? I don't know why the girl, I don't know, this is what I understand, you know, it's 12 o'clock, I said 11:45, it's 12 o'clock, yes. They said they on the phone line, did y'all gotta press 1, hold on, before I get into my thing. Hold on, before I spill the tea. Switchboard, they said they on the phone line and they press 1, y'all gotta press 1, hold on. But I don't want no interruptions. Hold on so we can finish this before we go on to the next day. Gotta finish one segment. I got to hang up with. Okay, hold on. A lot of you callers that's on the phone line, we're gonna have to drop your call and you're gonna have to call right back in so we can try to find overall Father Michi Lacroix and bring him on the line. So at this time we're gonna be clearing the phone lines so we can find Michi. So hold on. Okay, we got him. Michi, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead, Michi.
Hello, everyone.
Hey,
Michi.
What's up, sir?
I didn't hear the whole show. Somebody called me, and you know, so I just caught the end of it. But my whole thing with the grand prize was this. Is Rodney on here?
Yes,
I'm
here.
I'm
here.
Okay, yeah. My whole thing with the grand prize was because when I walk something, and I've been walking grand prizes for years, even as a Quran, I get into everything on the flyer. And I read it, and I read it, and we sat down, and we read the flyer, and we read the flyer. We even heard the things that Kadon talked about on the other radio show in reference to the grand prize. And never one time on that flyer did it ever say to recreate a Milan moment. What it said was to pay homage to the Milans and to bring five categories that the Milans walked. To pay homage to five categories that the Milans walked. So that was where I had the discrepancy at, because once we got chopped, the whole argument was that you used a girl to do Eugene. It just said five categories that y'all walk. We must bring those five categories that pay homage. And like I told to other people, when you're paying homage to someone, you don't have to mimic them. You don't have to recreate them. That's just like an award ceremony. Luther Vandross got an honor show, you know, where they pay honor to him, and Whitney Houston sung one of his songs. She was a female. It never was nowhere in paying homage do you have to recreate or have to have the same gender pay homage to a person. And even Kadon said on the other radio show they weren't looking for anybody to wear anything that Stephanie has worn, because we all know Stephanie has worn one-of-a-kind pieces that some people will never be able to get. They just need to look like something that Stephanie would wear. So it was never, ever said that you had to recreate those people. So that was where my attitude with the situation came in at. And it wasn't even towards the whole House of Milan. I just thought that maybe somebody, you know, like you, Rodney, or Kadon could have, you know, came to me, or we could have, like, you know, I was going back and forth with, I can't remember his name, the one that chopped us. You know what I'm saying? But I just didn't understand his argument. I just didn't think it was a valid argument. You know, like, because that's not what the flyer said, and that's not what Kadon explained.
And what did he say to you exactly?
He said to me was, like, basically what y'all saying about the whole recreating, you know, the Milan moments. One of them had made a statement in reference to the Tia being a girl, and she was doing Eugene. Stephanie never wore with Dawn hat on, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And my whole thing was, like I said to them, it really, the flyer said homage. It never said recreate. And I did like what the EV shoes did. So I'm not taking away anything from them, because they did y'all to a T, but the flyer didn't say that. And so that's where my discrepancy came in at with the category, basically. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, at some point I realized, at some point it was just Snow White, that's his name, but then it was
okay.
A few other Milans that were standing right there with him, and they was backing him up on what he had said, and, like, it was nobody there to really break down the flyer or to reread the flyer. I didn't have the flyer in my pocket, so it was like what I was saying just was just like I was just talking, and it was just like at some point it was like it was what it was. I could have took us losing, because I don't have a problem with losing, but I just didn't think that we should have been chopped. I mean, like, we put a lot of time and effort. You know, we went outside of the box trying to think of how to do a production that would be just not just basic team battle. You know, we did the Alice in Wonderland because that movie was new, it was fresh. We incorporated y'all into the characters, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, like, Tia was the cat from the movie, but she also was Eugene all at the same time. We kind of incorporated the characters and the people. So it was like, you know, and then even at one point, somebody was like, they didn't know who Mook was supposed to be. And it was just like, it was like, at the end of the day, it never said recreate, even though some of the people took on the Milan character a little deeper than others, because Eric just did
right.
At the New York
people,
Awards Bowl.
The judges knew who he was. The judges knew who Mook was. So, I mean, but I didn't go into detail with the individuals on why they chopped or did anything. I was just...
Mm-hmm.
you know, people, when Tom called me or when we talked, he had said, I heard the Melange through my house shade and stuff like that. So I was like, no, I don't, you know, if I would have felt that, me and Michi have been friends for 15, 16 years, he would have said something to me about him thinking that it was shade. So, and then to hear it again last night, I'm like, well, maybe he did say that.
No, it was never a thing where we said the Melange through shade. It was like, you know, just like in ballroom, when something happens and you don't feel like it's fair, you say a shade. And that's what it was. It was more so like with the person who did the chopping. It was never anything against you or anything against Stephanie or anybody like that, because y'all didn't chop us, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, at the end of the day, what they were saying to me was not what the category said. And I even came home afterwards, and I read the flyer again because I still have it. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, it specifically said homage. It never said recreate. You know what I'm saying? I even talked to some Ibisus, you know, who was like, oh, I thought y'all did good or whatever. And they was like, you know, and I said, y'all did good too. They were like, yeah, because we recreated, but it didn't say we had to. But, you know, like I just learned from the past. And like I told season prior, I was already skeptical about walking the category, because I've learned in the past that when people say stuff like recreate a person or, you know, or pay homage to a person, it's always confusion. In 2003, when we had the Quran ball after Renee passed away, and we asked the girls to do their research and, you know, bring it, we didn't really ask them to recreate Renee, but just to know the essence of how she stepped on the floor, what, you know, when she stepped on the floor, how she upset it. We wasn't really looking for nobody to do her coming off the balcony or her at the fireball with red hair. We wasn't really looking for recreate, but so many girls came to the ball, like Cheyenne and Ayana, and those girls didn't walk. We never understood why, but people just don't like to take on those kind of categories when they think the person that's going to win are going to be the people who really just do that person to a T. But, like, you know, we took the chance. We walked it. You know, we all, at this point, we took the top on the chin, and we're paying it. You know, there's no shade to the House of Milan, and we would hope that it was no shade from the House of Milan towards us either, because, like, we never threw y'all no shade, you know what I'm
right.
saying, after
Correct.
The ball or whatever. You know, I've even seen you after the ball, and we still spoke. Like you said, we have been cool for a really long time, Rodney. So, you know, it was never really no shade. It, we just felt like the top was shade, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, like, we're paying it. Like, we moved on. You know, the next night we came to the next ball, and we're going to be at all the balls the rest of the year, and it's just that. You know,
right.
But in the future, you know, we'll try to avoid those type of things from happening. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I had to carry a flyer in my pocket so that I can break it out and explain why we did what we did or whatever the case may be. But, you know, I realized there was a lot going on. The ball was almost over. Y'all were trying to make sure everybody walked. So I just didn't think we got the attention from the chop that I thought we needed to get from it. But it's over with and it's done with now. So there's nothing you can do about it. We can't change it. It's just to move on from it and learn from it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know.
So what did they hear? So what came about? Who is being the messenger to say that it was shade from me to your house last night? I'm lost with that one.
Well, I heard that it was said, but I heard that it was said from you. You know what I'm saying?
No.
So
Sean called me and was like, the LaCroix said you threw them shade last night at the ball when I was judging. So I was like trying to get it, like. I don't know, because Season definitely would have said something to me. We spoke right after the ball, was outside laughing and joking and stuff like that. So I'm like, well, who could have said? I spoke to Tia. I mean, you know, that's my girl. You know, so I was like wondering where.
Well, I'm gonna tell you what I said. What my exact words were. You know what I'm saying? I don't expect every judge to pick my house, even when I have girlfriends on panels. You're not obligated to pick my house and vice versa. You know what I'm saying? I should be able to pick over Milan and still be able to giggle with you the next day or
right.
right after the ball. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, when I heard it, my exact words were, if you was chopping LaCroix, then my mind frame would be, well, maybe it is she because he's chopping to you. I don't think, you know, on her best night she's worthy of being chopped. You know what I'm saying? Stacey's worthy of being chopped. So I was like, you know, if they had got chopped, it would have been a situation where I would have looked at the situation like, well, maybe it is she. Like me and Dominique said, when you don't just pick a person, you can't really directly say that that's she. You know what I'm saying? You know, but, you know, if you had a problem or you thought something or in the future you think something, Rodney, you have my number so you could pick up the phone and call me. You know what I'm saying? So, like,
right.
I had even asked, I said, well, what is it? Is he going through something with AMP? Because I don't know. You know, I'm not from Virginia. I just come down here because I have a chapter. You know, so I don't really know what be going on, the ins and out of things that be going on. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
You know, that was that. You know, so.
No,
that's
pretty
much it.
I mean, everybody knows if I had a beat, like me and Kelly a while back, we had one, we'll verbally say and we'll verbally do what needs to be done. If I don't, I speak to the leader. I go straight to the leader if I feel there's a problem. So when Tom said it to me, I was like, oh, you know, Tom, being Tom, whatever. So I didn't say anything because I was like, Michi, Kennedy, Season, these old girlfriends. So, you know, it was, you know, they might have felt, you know, say that kind of way because of the ball and Snow White did it. But then after tonight, I mean, he called me again and said he heard that I threw shade. I was like, well, maybe it's something that needs to be discussed. So I said, well, I got to do the recap show anyway, so I'll bring it up. Hopefully someone will be listening, and they can call so we can get it resolved so we can move on from there. And, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'm glad we got the understanding.
Well, have we moved on from here? Because I got to get to my gossip and read it, this fat bitch.
All right, well, I'm going to get off the air now, but Rodney, I have your number as well as you have mine, so I'll give you a call probably tomorrow when I get back to Philadelphia.
Okay.
And we can discuss it further, but yeah, just so for all the listeners who, you know, like to hear the gossip and like to get shit started, no, there's no shade as far as I'm concerned between the House of Milan and the House of LaCroix, so that's just basically that.
All right, brother, I love you.
All
okay.
Right.
Thank you, Michi, for calling in. Jaquan, Nicole, are you there? Jenny, are you back on the phone, Jenny? Because Jenny had put the phone down for a minute. She had hit me on Yahoo and said she put the phone down for a minute. Okay, Rodney, you still there with us? You staying with us, Rodney?
Most definitely.
Okay, well, girls, let me start from the top. Yes, hold on. Nicole, when was the Icon Ball last year?
Last year?
January.
It was in January.
Okay, the Icon Ball was in January. Okay, last year, the Icon Ball was in January.
MLK weekend.
No, not this year. The year before last. Not this year.
It was January.
I thought it was March.
No, last year wasn't January. It wasn't January. It was moved. It was later.
It was in March. I know exactly when it was. Because I had on my apple bottom orange multi-print dress with my flip-flops on, and then I changed it to my Reeboks when I did my TKO. But I'm sorry about that. Okay, the last year in March, whatever the Icon was born last year, not this year, a month or two before the ball, I know all you girls, because it's still out there, and it's still on YouTube, y'all know the video that has surfaced reading myself and Jennifer and giving Femme Queen Bobby Mizrahi so much life in the video after reading myself and Jennifer in the video, okay? The video surfaced around, and the video was all around, and the girls keying about the video and everything, Miss Pay, about the video, Miss Pay. And come to find out, we're here going on March again of a whole nother year. Come to find out that the person that I had originally attacked for making the video did not make the video. And as me being a mother and as me being a leader of the ballroom scene, I then picked up the phone when I found out the tea on who really made the video, and I hit Dante up on Yahoo, Dante Balenciaga, Pretty Boy Realness. I hit him up on Yahoo, and Dante sent me his number, and me and Dante had a long conversation, and we talked about the situation, and as me being a woman and as me being a lady, I apologized to Dante for attacking him for the video. Okay? Kudos to Mother Kelly. She called somebody and apologized.
Buddy.
Okay? So then, hold on. So then, after that,
I found out who really made the video. Which I'd like to know who really made the video. If y'all or don't already know.
Yes, we know.
Okay. He took the ass whooping for his mother, Jahira Balenciaga.
Oh, for a couple part.
Oh.
He took the ass whooping for his mother, Jahira Balenciaga, who made the video. I knew this. I found this out Thursday morning. I found this out. Every time I see Jahira out, Jahira speaks to me. You know, it was puzzling in my head. It was puzzling in my head about the situation. You know, like, why would Jahira do this? Every time I see Jahira out, Jahira speaks to me, and we conversate and have conversation. If I ain't got a cigarette, or if she ain't got a cigarette, she said, Kelly, can I get a cigarette? Kelly, you want to go outside and smoke and everything? So me and Jennifer goes to the lesbian ball on Friday night. This is the first time I have been out in years or been around Jahira, and Jahira has not spoken to me the whole night at the ball. Jahira hasn't said anything. I stood next to Jahira, and Jennifer said to me, Kelly, please do not knock this lady out at this ball. Jahira stood next to me, everything. Jahira never spoke to me all night. I knew it was shade. And I knew that she really was the one that made the video. And the person that told me, legendary Susan Mizrahi, said she don't have a problem with coming on the phone and saying that that funky white bitch, don't mean to be racist, bitch, that funky nasty bitch made the motherfucking video. And all you girls that sit here, Miss Day, and act like y'all her girlfriend's, Miss Day, and knowing she's funky and got a funky ass, Miss Day, and y'all kiki about her, Miss Day, being funky and shit, y'all need to be motherfucking real about the situation. But as a lady and a woman, I'm going to pay the situation in my own way. How y'all doing? But yes, honey.
So Kelly, how did you know for 100% sure, confirm that she made the video?
Maybe because the source that she made the video around spilled the tea. Baby, everything that's done in the dark, it eventually comes to the light. Nobody, me and Jennifer, we had our shade and our thing that we was going on. Jennifer called me on Thursday, bitch, and on Friday, we went to that ball together. Jennifer gave the right girl, I got to tell you something. Bitch, I gave the right girl, I really know already. Jennifer gagged, like, bitch, how you found out? Yeah, I know because everybody else knows because everybody in the ball, everybody is talking about it. It just got back to me,
crazy. But
everybody's talking about it. And me and Jennifer just started speaking back and hanging out together on Friday. And Jennifer knew about it. Everybody knew about it. Jack was going to tell me about it the other night, but he couldn't tell me about it because he was with other queens. Everybody knew about it. And they thought that I didn't know about it, but I knew about it. Miss Day, and it's a crying and a shame, Miss Day, that she sat there, Miss Day, and ran to that boy's defense, Miss Day, when I wrongly attacked him, Miss Day, and she knew that she was the one that made the fucking video and didn't fess up so I could have turned around and knocked her ass up. Miss Day, it's a mess. It's a fucking mess. And these girls and all they bullshit and all these girls out here, they want to play with me like I'm some motherfucking child, Miss Day, and I'm a joke, Miss Day. No, I'm not a child and I'm not a joke. And I don't know if this message got back, okay? I don't know if this message got back because I called Chamel. So if any Chanel's is on the phone, okay? Chamel hit me up yesterday. Because when London ex Mizrahi, now Chanel, was a Mizrahi, we was on our way driving to North Carolina for, what's that, the North Carolina Awards Ball we just came from? Yes, the North Carolina Awards Ball. And when I was asleep in the truck, London took a picture of me while I was asleep in the truck with no makeup on and my glasses on and my mouth open, and now the pictures is surfacing around.
Bitch, let me tell you one motherfucking thing. You's a little 16-year-old little motherfucking boy. You have just stepped into the motherfucking realm of the big girls game. I don't give a fuck what house you motherfucking in, bitch. We have. You want to play a game with me, bitch? Now let's play the motherfucking game, bitch. Okay? The other situation that happened, I went on speculation and what the girls told me. I know you took this picture. Now let's motherfucking play. The game is on. Now any bitch that motherfucking wants me, bitch, nose job, cheeks done, liposuction in the motherfucking face, any of you bitches want me, y'all want to fuck it up, bitch, let's fuck it the fuck up. Because mother kick ass is back. I keep trying to pin her in the bag, but you bitches just won't let me leave her in the motherfucking bag. So, bitch, let's play the motherfucking game. You're 16, you usually need to stay in a motherfucking child's place. That fat, nasty bitch, Miss Jahira, she needs to stay in a nasty motherfucking pig whip place or take her motherfucking ass to Boston. Because what happens in motherfucking Boston, it doesn't happen in motherfucking New York, bitch. So for all you girls that want to play with me and y'all want to step on my motherfucking big-ass motherfucking toes, the game is on. We're going to play snatchies and kick asses back since y'all girls want me to be a beast and y'all can't just let me be a lady like all the rest of the motherfucking fem queens. Now, on that note, anybody out there got anything to say about what I said tonight or any rebuttal to anything that y'all heard on this motherfucking show, the phone lines are fucking open. And if you on Yahoo and you can't get through the phone lines, send me that motherfucking number, and I'll have Switchboard call your motherfucking ass directly to get you the fuck up on this motherfucking phone. How you doing? It's Monday night, and bitch, it's the motherfucking recap show. Let's fucking recap it.
Gone, Kelly.
Yes.
Gone, Kelly.
Now breathe.
Hold on. We got a caller. 757-292. You live on the air with the legendary mother and all my legendary cast and my star. Let's recap it. Hello? 757-292. You're live on the air.
Somebody's phone got bad static.
I don't know who it is. That was Susie. Susie, 215-298. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing? Hello?
Hello?
215-298. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hello?
Yes, baby. You got to get on speakerphone if you want speakerphone.
Just listening.
Thank you for just listening. Next caller, please.
Well, buddy. I have never. You never will.
Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, private caller?
Calm down, okay?
Excuse me?
I said calm down, okay?
Baby. I'm always calm.
Mother kick-ass is not coming out. Relax.
Okay. That's why you calling from a private number. Next caller, please. 646-726. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, caller?
Hey, mother.
Hey, what's tea, daughter?
You know, I'm always ready to carry on. Just hit me up. You know, I'm in the place ASAP, darling.
Thank you, baby Kelly, for calling in.
Bye.
Baby, my daughter is a kiki, honey. Next caller, please, honey. Oh, my God. Next caller. Oh, my God. Honey, baby. So what do y'all have to say while we wait for the next caller about everything that y'all just heard?
Rotate that table that way. Start with Jake Warren.
Don't start with me.
Oh, wait, hold on, because it's going to get hot. Hold on. Legendary Cabbage Ebony, you're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, Cabbage?
Fine, and you?
Oh, good night, everybody.
Yes. How y'all doing?
All right.
Kelly, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question, Kelly. Okay. Okay, now it's been a while. Now that you know that it is her, I think what you really need to do is you need to give her a call, and you need to talk to her. Let me tell you something now. I'm not taking nobody's side. Me and Jahira are friends. I like her as a person. But if this is what she did, then woman to woman, body to body, she has to answer to it. Now, how you carry it out, it was not for you to put that on the air. Because happened to be something else comes up and something happens, that's not your fault. You've just put yourself in the fault.
I know. I said no. I clearly said that I'm going to handle this like a woman. I'm clearly going to handle
what you should have done
like
before you should have called and asked her to get on the phone and had an AGA that you know is on in the chat room or anything, have her call in. And then you and her should have hashed it out that way, if she would have been woman enough to call him, because she also had a radio station. And if she did that, I think that is in poor taste. Well, you know, I don't play that.
Yeah.
You know, that's not my makeup. But I think if that's what she did, I think that you should really talk to her. And if it is true, then she needs to give you a radio apology.
Jahira had ample opportunity on Friday to address the situation, but she seen me. Jahira did say dog shit to me. Cabot, you know when we be outside smoking, Jahira's right there, me and her, kikiing and everything, and smoking.
Yeah, me,
like,
you,
her. She didn't even come anywhere in my vicinity on Friday at the lesbian ball.
And she knows that she must know that you know. I really think that you should get in. I really think that you should really get in contact with her. Because another thing, I'm going to tell you like this, Kelly. They've got both of us labeled as being troublemakers. When balls come, we're always fighting and this. That's why I stopped going to functions, because I know how I feel about certain things, and I know when I get in a ball and I see the person, they say no, wait till later and wait till tomorrow and all of that other nonsense. Mm-mm, none of that. So I really think that for the kid's sake, because you're a mother of a house, and, you know, y'all even... So this happened around the time when y'all were going, when you was on one team and she was on the other?
When she was on one radio show and I was on the other, yes.
But did the video come out before y'all were Big Girl's Realness?
I think that was around the time when it was the Big Girl Realness team.
Exactly. So, I don't know. That, to me, I just hope for y'all to resolve this as women should. Hi, Rodney. Hi, Nicole.
Hey. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, Jaquan. I know that was something to see me in Cleveland, Ohio, but I had to go. I had no choice.
Oh, you mean Columbus?
Yeah, in Columbia.
That was fun. It was fun.
Yeah, it was. I thought it was. I mean, except for like the threesome queens that wanted to attack me afterwards.
I'm gonna fuck you up.
The film queen that I chopped on, she told her girlfriend to say something. I said, bitch, if you happen to happen, I don't give a fuck where I'm at. It's not where I'm at. It's who I am. Bitch, you say something smart out your mouth, I'm going to kill you. And I walked off. And I meant it with all my heart. I don't give a fuck
and
where
that's
you're from.
Exactly what needs to happen to John.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. But what's going on tonight, y'all? I mean, I've been so, so busy.
Hold on, Cabbage. Hold on. We got another caller. 347-221. You're live with the air of the recap show.
I know that.
How you doing?
Hello?
Yes?
This is Mother Cobra.
Hi, Mother Cobra. How you doing?
What's going on, Kelly, the legendary Kelly? I think that bitch Jahira is a fat bitch, and you should smack her when you see her. She's lame and tired, and I believe she deserves to be smacked.
I know that number, too.
I know the number, too.
Sound like keep knowing the number. Call me up sometime.
Well, why would you use your name, Mother Cobra, not use your real name?
I am Mother Cobra.
No, but you're not using your real name and you're not using your real voice, sweetie. So,
good night, baby.
You don't count. Good night, late queen. Late bitch.
The girl's Kiki.
Late bitch. I don't respect no bitch that get on here in a disguise and want to read another bitch. Get on here, say my name is Miss Cabbage. Yes, I don't use Mr. Hire, fuck her, fat bitch, da 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 da. But don't get on here, I'm Mother Cobra, and I'm Mother Snake, and I'm Mother Susan from the backwoods, and I don't like her. Bitch, you don't get no brownie points for that. Next caller.
Oh, my God. Do we have any other callers?
That shit is just crazy on you.
Susan was coming on the line, but she's on the phone with Jahira now, so she's going to call back in.
Well, if she did it, she did it.
So
I can't say if she did or she didn't, but if she did, she should call in.
Jennifer,
I don't.
Jennifer, are you still there?
You know, Webby, I got a picture of you in a blue dress that I want to send to you so bad.
Send it to my Yahoo.
Hold on. 347-862. You're on the air.
That's Jennifer.
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, okay.
That's
I'm saying, I don't.
Okay, what's your Yahoo, Nicole?
Icon Nicole at yahoo.com. Just Icon Nicole altogether.
You know, I didn't know that I was in that thing that was posted because, you know, I don't
know. Well, that's not, I mean, to speculate her for one thing is speculation because I ran across something with mine. So it's always, it was a lot of shade towards the show. I was sitting here quietly listening. I can't hold my breath no more. I've never ate it. And that's exactly why. It's that sometimes we need to take responsibility for ourselves. See, I don't allow myself to get close to something because I would be devastated and I would be going off. Someone sitting and smiling in your face, drinking
and
will go and do something like that, they would gag. Another thing is I don't do the femme queen thing. So that disrespect would just drive me up the wall. But as far as Jahira, I don't eat it. I never ate it. I just never ate it. And I heard Cabot speak up, and I respect my aunt. I've even heard my father speak up. I don't eat it. I just do not eat it. I don't get that spirit. It's like so shady when you speak and you give somebody a kiss on the cheek. I don't get it. And if you have a problem with an individual, then why even speak or why even be phony?
Wait, I didn't know that. I didn't know that I was in that on that clip because you know I don't go on those websites or whatever.
Yeah, girl, you was a part of the clip too, bitch.
And that's just no. It was a big. I went through there and I seen them. I was gagging at it like, oh no! Is it, what do you think about this Webby bitch? Her arm is burnt. She looks fit. I was listening to it and it was still. See, but that don't upset me because I'm a bigger place in my life. So that doesn't bother me. You can put up everything you want because everything you saying, I told you. So put up whatever you choose.
But I have come close to with Jahira though.
You want?
We have got.
I noticed all of y'all were cobbling up and everything, and notice how I always stayed over to the left because I don't eat it. I don't trust it. Nope. And instead of everybody, that's the problem with the femme queens. Everybody is on a rival. Everybody wants to rivalry. And when you get close, instead of working, one bitch underhandedly can't take you. She's looking to steal your man, steal your fame, or read you down. That's why I just don't do it. That's so horrible. Because at one time, I all seen your all, and everybody's pumping for realness, and she's getting her legendary status. And if it's because of a show, that's real fucking corny.
It's just ridiculous. Like I could see, you know what? I could see it if it was like one of the young kids doing it, and you know, and about the situation, mistake, and doing it and everything, mistake. But not a bitch, not a grown ass motherfucker that you know that's sitting here, bitch, and you supposed to be.
I don't know what
y'all
was all built for picking up for.
You're supposed to be so-called girlfriends and bitch, and it's a mess. Like, what the fuck? It's too much.
I'm done.
Yeah, upset my nerve. My leg is working. I don't eat it. I'm sorry. I just don't. That's exactly why you cannot
Cabbage.
Allow.
Yes. Hi, Jenny from the block.
Hey.
What's going on, sex kitten?
I'm close.
Okay,
I'd rather sit in the fucking ballroom with Cabbage and all her butch queens that everybody's talking about. Move over, let me through, then sit around a bunch of women with hair swinging and sit. Because if you toss that shit my way, I'm going to toss it somewhere else. Because it's so rude, it's not called for. How are we supposed to work together? And we want people to respect us as female figures, and this is what we do to each other? Pathetic.
Hold on. 410-655. You're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly. Hey, everyone.
Oh, y'all,
hey,
it's Naima, honey.
Not brother. What's going on, Switchboard? Jennifer, I want to say you can send me some gifts on Farmville.
Okay.
I just want to say I'm listening. I'm living. You know, I always listen to you, Kelly. I love you, Daniel. I'm listening. put me back on hold.
Okay, bye, Jeff.
Wait a minute, wait.
Next caller, please. And we have one. If you want to phone lines, you have something to say about anything that we said tonight, any of the balls, anything about anything we said, feel free at this time to just press press 1, honey, and come on the phone lines. And to the I am in the chat room that said I took off over London over a picture mistake. Yes, I took off on London over a picture mistake because she's trying to be trifling and deceiving because she's not in this house anymore.
917-304 Jahira's on the air. She's on cue.
Okay. First of all, okay. Susan, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, Susan.
How's everybody doing?
I
just spoke with Jahira, and I mean, she asked me what do I think she should do, and I guess she's coming on. I got a call on Friday, someone who knows how I feel about Kelly, and it's in her family, very close to Jahira. They said that she made a video, point blank, period, and that they were there when she made it, and that's what I told Kelly. And I wasn't there when she made the video, but they said that she was there. It wasn't Dante. And Dante confirmed with Kelly that he, in fact, did not make it and was appreciative of the apology. For all of you listening who don't appreciate whatever tea or whatever, if you call me, if I find out that you are reading the fuck out to Kelly, Jack, Andre, whatever, we're going to have a problem. And Jahira's probably on the phone, and I told her I don't appreciate it. I don't appreciate it. I mean, you all can do what you want to do and say what you want to say to Kelly, and she's going to blow it off. But I do take offense to when you come at her, when you're kikiing with her and you come for her. Like you said, if it's shade and she knows it, that's fine. Do what you want to do. Say what you want to say. Just be man or woman enough to deal with it when you confront it. Mm-hmm. But I just spoke to Jahira, and she's listening now, and I just said I don't appreciate the video. Because you do put yourself off to be okay with Kelly, you speak highly of her, and then to do this, I think it's a fool. And y'all know I don't play no backdoor games. I come on here, I'm Susan Mizrahi everywhere I go online. I don't play no secret squirrel games.
She said she's in queue, 917-304.
347-951, you're live on the air.
Yes, hi everybody. Hey Jenny. Hey Nicole. Hey. Hi Susan. Hey Ma.
Brianna.
This is Brianna Miss Rahi.
Hi Brianna. What's going on?
Nothing much. Chilling. I just want to say that the Penguin has nerve making videos about any motherfucking body, bitch.
Yeah,
when she smells like moldy cheeseburgers, bitch. How dare her? She has nerves. She should never have made a video about anybody. Okay? Ever.
Nicole, get on your instant messenger.
Okay, hold on. I'm putting the hallway.
Ma, there's no need for you to there's no need for you to go off on her or beat her. Because you know you have plenty of people that love you that'll take care of her.
Baby, I don't promote violence, honey. I'm going to be a lady in my situation.
Okay, mother. Well, I was just calling in to let you guys know that. And Jahira, next time you think about making a video, baby, look at yourself. Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Oh my God, Susan, are you still there with us?
I am.
Jahira's on the air, y'all.
Okay, hold on. We're trying to find Jahira.
Damn. I'm here now, Jahira.
Hello.
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 Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Hi, this is Jahira.
Hey, Jahira.
Hello. Hi, how are you? How is everybody? I sternly debated coming on the air tonight when I received the phone call about all of this because I don't want to contribute to turning what is to me an issue between two people into a community issue. But because it was addressed here, I will readdress it here. And Kelly, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I would have loved to have spoken to you one-on-one, but if this is the form that we've got to do it, then this is where we're going to do it.
Let me stop you. You know why this is the form we have to do it at? Because this is the form where it started at. It started here on Walk Free Wednesday. It started on YouTube. It was text all across the country. So this is where the form started at. The form started on the internet, and this is what Blog Talk Radio is, an internet show.
Okay.
So why not address it on the radio?
That's fine. That's not a problem at all. I'm just going to cut to the chase. The short version of it all is that I never made a video about you, regarding you, in search of you, calling you, anything at all. I learned how to make extra normal videos after said video was posted. The first extra normal video, which people can find on my YouTube, was a commercial for QView, which again was made after the video in question that we're talking about. The longer version of all this is, Kelly, 13 years we have known each other. On two different radio shows and to your face, I have stated that I have always admired the fact that you never took no for an answer when it came to your ballroom career. And my whole thing is, does it sound like me? Does it strike you as the kind of thing? Whatever we dealt with on the runway was the runway. Neither one of us gave a fuck about that. So I would stop everything that I'm doing in my own life after having moved four states from the place I was raised to slander you. It doesn't, it really hurts, to be honest, that it strikes you as something that I would do. And it also hurts that people are so willing to buy whatever they're sold. I am so sorry that that's what you heard. But the truth is on my side, and that's really all I have to offer. Not for a second of a moment of a day of my life would I consider, particularly since you and me is clocking in about the same scale, that I would make a video regarding something like that of all things. I cannot believe that I'm sitting here having to clarify and justify this statement, and it's nothing but the grace of God that's keeping me from crying right now.
Jahira.
You of all people.
Jahira. Jahira.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, being said, we're all being real on this phone tonight. Mm-hmm. I was the one that called Susan and told her that Domingo was at your house and was with you when you made that video.
But you weren't the only one that called me either, Jennifer.
No, but no, I don't care. I'm listening. I called.
I would be happy.
I didn't know about
to
my name. Domingo said, Domingo told me the other night, and actually what he was going to do was he wanted me, Kelly and I was not speaking. We was never shaved, but we was not calling each other. He wanted me to actually call Kelly on the three-way so he can speak to you about it while everybody low-ride and listen to you confess about that video that you did about Kelly. And I was just gagging.
Which you never would have got out of me, Jen.
Well, not me. I wasn't going to. He was living with you in Boston. He said that's where the video was made.
Yeah,
and
in Boston.
And he'd say, I was on the phone with him and my child from Philly, Chocolate. I'm not worried because nobody's going to do anything to Chocolate or to him for something. You know what I'm saying? And he said to me that Jahira was the one that did it, and I said no. And he said yes, I was there when she did it about that whole thing with Kelly. And so I was taken away. I called Susan because I called Susan for everything.
Right.
And I said, Susan, you know, I heard something or whatever the case may be, and I'm just calling to tell you because I don't know what to do, you know, whatever the case may be, and I told her.
Which is fine, and I can understand all that. Once again, I go back to, it didn't come from me. Like, period. I categorically deny it coming from me.
Into your grave, I understand.
So I'm just saying,
me having to justify myself, it's more who I'm justifying myself to. As in somebody that from the time, like, I was 17, you were 19, or however old you were, that we were around. When you, me, Sabrina, was in Boston, outside the villa, like, it's boggling my mind right now.
So...
I don't know, but I just then to know now that they said that I was all up in that getting red also, that really takes me like further, because you and I have became close about certain things
again,
that we're doing.
Does it sound like me? Does it
like
it was something I would do?
When it comes to anybody now, I don't know what I just go. Everybody gets a clean slate to me until they fuck up.
Was you there when the video was made? If you didn't make it.
Wait, which video are we talking about now? Because
Kelly, the fat man, that one. That one, the one he was talking about, but I don't know, the one that everybody, Kelly, okay. Whatever. I never saw it, but
okay,
I've heard
so
much about it.
You were mentioned in that video?
Huh?
This is how long it's been since I've seen this video. You were mentioned in it?
I don't know. Kelly said that just now on the radio.
Question. You said you wasn't the one that made the video. Was you there when it was made?
To you girls that's in the chat room. Bitch, if anybody posts that video in this chat room, you will be blocked from this show, and you will.
No, it don't matter because I'm sure everybody saw it.
No. I'm not going through this all over again, bitch. I don't want to see the video. Anybody posts that video in the chat room, you will be blocked from the show. And every night the show comes on, as soon as your name comes up in the chat room, you will be blocked off the show. What the fuck?
No, I don't think you should do that. You should pay it because it's already out. It's been here for a year, and somebody instantly, obviously, whatever, got attacked for it or whatever. And I don't know, Jahira, if you did it or not, but I know it was confirmed to me that Domingo said that you did it in front of his face. And he was going to, and I don't believe in that setting up stuff, so I called Susan. I think it was like 3 in the morning.
Jahira, if you didn't make the video, was you there when the video was made?
Absolutely not. And to really get it technical, and I would be more than happy to call him on 3-way, when Dante was accused of making the video and he told me that folks were thinking that he did it, he and I spoke about it like, who do you think did it? And he mentioned a name from another house altogether, which I'm really uncomfortable discussing on the air, but would be happy to talk about in private.
Well, just say it. Save yourself.
That's what
you
I will not do. I'm not going to turn this into a witch hunt. If all eyes are on me right now, there's not much I can do about that other than continue to state my case. This is 13 years long. Kelly, I love you dearly. I don't have the kind of energy that it would take to put into you.
Well, listen, this is tomorrow. Baby, it's out the bag, honey. This cat has out the bag, baby. So it's though everybody, bitches, motherfuckers already got their ass whooped for the situation. And like I said, I apologize for the situation, but it's already out the bag. So it's about as well just to get everything out the bag, okay? That's the only way we're going to get this situation resolved, okay, and for us to go back in a dignitary way about this situation is to get all the cats out the bag. Everybody want to be holding shit in the bag and holding cats in the bag. Like I said about the situation, I am too old and I am too grown to have anything to be doing anything to anybody, okay? Like I told that other child that did what he did to me, I'm too old to be doing anything. I don't spend $8,000 on my face to be doing anything. Wow. I'm not going to sit here and tell anybody that I can motherfucking protect them from anything that my kids are going to do, because that's what my kids is going to do. These are males, adults are my kids, and they're going to do what they want to do because they don't like to see their mother hurt, just like my sister Jasmine don't like to see me hurt. I'm not doing anything to anybody. I'm just a pawn on this motherfucking chessboard. So it's my fault to get all the shit out the motherfucking bag.
Well, Kelly, if you're the queen on the chessboard, you can't control the kids.
Baby, yeah, I'm the queen on the chessboard.
But she doesn't want to because she doesn't believe it.
I'm the queen on the chessboard, but we got a fool's mate. They took the queen early. I want to make
something very clear, Kelly. I really want to put this out there. This is not me, Jahira, coming on the air to attempt to deflect whatever repercussions might be coming as a result of this. Let me make it very clear. The friendship that I've made over these years means far more to me than whatever might be coming or might not be coming, whatever the case may be. You
oh,
mean
like
far
word.
More to me than that.
Oh, I like that lesson.
Okay, right. Let me tell you something, right? I sat here and I dwelled on this situation. I dwelled on this situation all day Friday. I dwelled on this situation because it's 2010 and I'm being real about everything. I dwelled on this all day Friday about the situation. And then come to light, Miss Thing, 12:15 that night, I get called about going to the ball. Jahira, every time I'm out, Jahira, you always speak to me. You did not speak to me at all.
I always have, yes.
You didn't speak to me at all on Friday night, at all.
And you know something, and I heard you make that point when I called Susan, and she mentioned that. I sat on the panel that night. The only opportunity I had was when you walked up for both of your categories, and both times
Jahira,
I voted
after
for you.
I walked my categories, Jahira, I was sitting by the bar, Jahira. You came over, and you got whatever you had on the side over there on the bench, by the bench, right there. I was standing there. I was also standing right outside, and you was outside also. And I walked
I
right past you when I was outside.
You. And I am so sorry about that. I was hoping to see you outside so we finally could talk. I didn't see you again until after you said
Should've
leg was hurting. I did not see you again until after you said your leg was hurting and you paid the battle.
Chell, like I said, I'm grown about the situation. The situation is what it is. It don't matter. Everybody want to keep secrets and everybody want to keep things in the bag, Miss Thing. And that's just how, you know, baby, that's how, just how shit stirs up. So I guess, you know, one person already got wrongly accused. Whatever's going to happen to that. And then the next person's going to trickle something, and the next person's going to trickle something. It's just going to be trickled until we trickle into the right decision, Miss Thing. But everybody just needs to start being real about the situation.
I completely agree. Well, I mean, I do. I'm not trying to be funny about it, but I mean, now it's a situation where people that I care about are looking at me differently, and that hurts more than anything else. Kelly, again, I hope you still have my number. If not, please get it from Jennifer. I'm not really sure what else to say on the air in terms of making this clear that what I have for you transcends far and above.
Can you get D'Amico on the line, Jennifer?
He's not answering his phone. It's going straight to voicemail.
No.
Baby.
Convenient.
Well, I don't know, honey. I don't know. Yes, honey. Yes, yes, yes. Please, please do. Please do. Hold on, honey, because this
I
is...
have a partner.
Honey, baby, calm, honey.
His son is going to hit the voicemail.
Yes.
Matter of fact, Jennifer, keep trying, D'Amico. I'm calling Athena. Hold on.
Calling who?
Beulah.
Athena.
Beulah.
What is she? Athena has nothing to do with this.
I'm sorry. No, Athena has a lot to do with this because Athena lived with me full time for 3.5 years and never left the house when D'Amico was there. So, I mean, if we're going to get everyone involved, hey, let's do it.
Yeah. That's like gold, Jahira.
Well, I don't know.
Gold, Jahira. Baby, well, baby, yeah, because we need to get to the bottom of this, honey. And, baby, I have to, baby. It's a lot, honey. It's a lot, honey. It really is, honey.
That's a big fool. It's a big fool. Jahira, if you do have some projects, let me tell you, this is Nicole. You a femme queen, and you was doing this leading femme queen thing, and you want to be positive, and you want to bring a positive role model. If, in fact, and I believe you do, from your Erica Kane not getting an Emmy in 18 years, I believe you did from the way the whole situation is going down. If, in fact, you did, because everybody's innocent until proven guilty, that was wrong. That was harsh, and you could have admitted to it and instead of allowing the pretty boy, get hit like that. I think that was not becoming of you. It was not a woman of you. You didn't stand up for yourself, and even now with the situation, that's still not becoming. So I don't do.
Nicole,
Jennifer, do you have this 212 number for D'Amico?
Yeah, that's the number that's going straight to voicemail.
Oh, okay, because somebody just sent me a number for him.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jahira. Jahira?
She might be calling the other person.
Athena.
baby. Somebody hit me up and said, yes, both his fathers are the worst fit.
Yeah, and he doesn't know anything about what I was calling to say anything or nothing. So he's not purposely taken. He didn't purposely take his phone off.
He might be listening to the show, Jennifer. And he
doesn't. He don't listen to it.
He's probably listening today.
No, because he didn't know that I was going to say all this. No,
nobody
didn't know anything about.
Nobody knew that this was going to happen. Nobody knew this was going to happen. I don't leak my gossip out until Monday night, honey.
Well, I'm going to be devil's advocate. Once he heard that his name was being involved on the show, he took his phone off so he didn't want to get involved anymore.
Callie? Mm-hmm.
Is somebody saying Callie? Callie,
I'm here. I have Beulah on the phone. And Beulah knows nothing about this, so maybe you should get her up to speed.
Come on, Brooklyn.
Hello to everyone. Good evening.
Good evening.
Why don't y'all get her up to speed? Because maybe I have a migraine. I don't even want to talk about it no more.
Athena doesn't have nothing to do with it, Jahira, because it's like,
the reason why I say that it would behoove her to speak on this was because she was at my house full time when Domingo was staying there. Domingo would stay about 2-3 weeks at a time. Beulah, basically the situation is that apparently Domingo told Jennifer that I am the one responsible for making the video talking about Kelly.
What video?
The YouTube video?
One. Okay. If I believe I'm correct, I believe when that video was made, you was still in New York at the time. And Domingo was somewhere in Atlanta.
Domingo says that he was in Boston with me and looked over my shoulder as I was making it.
Why would Domingo do that?
I'll tell it to you. Okay.
I don't.
That's what I don't know. But, yeah, now I'm being called the one responsible for the video. I just wanted to hear what your thoughts were.
I mean, maybe Domingo was bored or something when he said it.
Oh, okay.
Or he just felt like causing some mess between people.
You know, hang up the phone because
right.
He also said that she paid.
We're going to take a light reset. The jury will be back with their verdict.
No. No. Athena, what are you saying?
For my nature, I know that my mother did not create the video.
Maybe you were too busy paying him the money to suck his dick. That's why you couldn't see him, like he said, when the video was being made.
Shit.
Hang up this phone.
Jennifer, that wasn't a very good witness, jury.
Jennifer,
what?
Jennifer, I don't really
know.
It was called for you to think.
It was called for because you don't need to be on here and you don't know, so hang up the phone.
Well, you don't have to disrespect me because I don't disrespect you.
I'm not disrespecting you.
Bye.
You don't need to be on this phone. Hang up this phone. Okay, so then what do you want to say? We can listen at the point. What are you saying?
I don't have nothing to say, but you don't have to be disrespectful to me.
I can say whatever I want. I'm 38 years old. I can say whatever I want. That is the point nobody understands.
You can say what you want, but when you're disrespectful to someone,
I'm not being disrespectful. My whole thing is, Jahira is your mother. You don't get on here and testify anything that you don't know. I'm not saying she did. I'm not saying she didn't. But you don't be a part of this. Period.
But you just don't have to disrespect me, Jennifer.
Because she was also at Tisha's. Well, then I told you to hang up the phone the first time. You didn't hang it up.
I'm grown just as well as you are.
And you was also living at Tisha's house, so you don't know what was being made. And let's not forget that you had read Jahira to me a couple of times also. So but hang up this phone before it really gets dirty.
It's not those niggas in
your crew
you got to worry about. It's some niggas in your crew.
She's off the phone, she didn't.
I thought so.
Until I hung it up.
I'm not saying that you did it or didn't, but Athena don't need to be on this phone telling me anything about me, and I'm grown.
Right. Oh God.
And she was living at Tisha's house also, so she don't know what went on at your house.
No, she didn't move in with Tisha until after I moved to New York.
No, she was back and forth when she said that you kept kicking her out so you could have your dates or whatever the case may be.
Oh, Rena, you kidding?
I never kicked that child out. And, Nicole, I do want to address what you had stated a moment ago. I have no problem believing that you're that you believe that I made the video, because you and I really don't know each other to that extent. But what I will say is that I've never tried the Erica Kane route. I've never tried to be positive. I've been myself. And a lot of times
what I
got
said was, what I said was, no, you mixed it up and you got it wrong.
Hold
I
on.
Said your theatric was Erica King. I didn't get an Emmy. I said if you were doing the positive thing, you know, like you were talking on the show and you were bringing positive notes, you know, and you and Kelly were getting acquainted, especially in the format when we're talking about the Blog Talk Radio and y'all pumping out for realness, that was tacky, hideous, and unbecoming of a woman.
I absolutely, it would be. I absolutely agree with you. It definitely would be.
What's going on, everybody?
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
It's a whole panel of people.
Y'all hold on 1 second.
Kelly and Jennifer and Jahira, and they said that Jahira made the video, and Kelly took it and knocked on Tay, and now she
I
had
heard
to go
it.
And apologize.
I heard it, Nicole.
Oh, my
Nicole
God.
Nicole reminds me of a little kid, honey, running to mommy when she comes home from work. Let me put my briefcase down. Give me a second. Let me get my purse and put my glasses on. What happened? Oh, boy. I heard about everything over the weekend and stuff. And, Jahira, I want to talk to you. Because it doesn't seem like, you know, Kelly is going to believe what happened, you know, coming out of your mouth. And, you know, I think in all honesty, the people that are supposedly involved with this, like, the, you know, Domingo, whatever, he should be here to talk about it. The bottom line is a video was made. The video was about, you know, Kelly and Jen. You know, it was done at that time when those videos, and this is my look at it, it was done at that time when those videos were the promotion of QView. For
right.
QView show. So it really had, you know, no, it really was like no one had no other choice but to believe it was coming from somewhere in that circle, you know, that circle. And then everything started pointing towards Dante and pointing towards, you know, someone that was in our house at that time and stuff. And, you know, of course, Kelly snaps and Kelly attacks, you know, Dante. And then after, you know, almost a year or so, after all this time, you know, it comes out that he didn't do it, but someone else did. And the bottom line is, you know, who did it? And how can we find out who did it? And not just for the fact that we need to know who did it. We need to know, figure out something, because we don't want to see another person get attacked for something that they didn't do.
Right.
And I already know that Kelly is not going to personally, and I'm telling her, don't personally attack nobody. I don't want you to attack anybody. But you know how Kelly is, not how Kelly is, but you know how many people look up to her and stuff. And now you got other kids that are going to try to take up, and they're going to start attacking. And bottom line is, we don't need this.
I completely agree.
Right.
Ball Walker. You can't do your damn job and prevent any violence from happening, because I am not God. I cannot freeze everyone and take their arms off and their legs off and make sure they don't attack anybody. That's what we're trying to avoid now.
And once again, that's really my secondary concern.
It should be your first.
But it's not. I'm here to tell you that it's not, and I explained to you why it's not. This is literally a decade plus of knowing certain people, of having a relationship with certain people. And now my name, out of all names, is being included in something negative towards people that I came up under. So, again,
okay.
whatever. That's my primary concern.
So, Jahira, you know for a fact that Dante didn't make this video. Am I right or wrong?
Absolutely.
How do you know for a fact that Dante didn't make it?
When the first time the whole thing came out, what people don't know is that Dante is my best friend in the world. When the whole thing first came out, we sat there on the phone going, who the hell would come up with something like that?
Okay.
This is the conversation that he and I had, and I would really hate to bring him on the phone to discuss it, but I'm sure he'd be willing.
Okay. So basically, you know for a fact that Dante didn't make that video because he was surprised when the video came out.
As was I, yes.
Okay. So why do you think people are now pointing the finger after all this time that that you made the video? Like, where do you think this is coming from?
Jasmine, this news is about 25 minutes old to me. In the midst of justifying myself, I'm still processing because I don't know how it all came together. And now I'm hearing about Domingo, of all people, whom I fed and lodged. And I have no reason to doubt Jennifer in the world. And got ridiculously close. So if that's what's being said, I absolutely trust her. But now I'm in a position of how could something like that happen when it's such a blatant fabrication?
Kelly.
Yes, I'm here. To you girls in the chat room that say your comments that y'all say it, I'm not trying to make anybody scared of me about any motherfucking thing. I'm just trying to get to the bottom of the situation. For all you girls with your little smart little comments, I told you bitches, if you don't have nothing nice to say about me, keep it cute, because bitch, at the click of a fucking thumb, bitch, you will be blocked out the chat room. So keep it cute, girls. Go ahead, Jasmine.
Kelly, let me help me understand something. Because I really don't remember, because you know what I'm going through on my end this weekend. How did you get the idea or the answer or whatever that Jahari was the one that made this video?
Me and you, when we had that meeting, we talked on the phone and took for like those 8 hours the other day. And after I went to sleep, I woke up and I had a text like, call me. It's very important for you to take and give me a call.
I remember the text you told me.
So I called and they told me what they told me, and that's when I called you later on that evening when you got up for work, and I was telling you exactly what happened, and I was flabbergasted by the situation.
But again, okay, now help me remind me again. How did that person say they found out? Like, did somebody admit to it, or did somebody call them and say it? Like, I can't remember again.
I just got so many things in my head. I forget how it was said. Is Susan still on the phone line?
I'm still here.
Susan,
oh, hey,
how did it go? Because I just got so much things
hey,
in my head. That's why
Hello?
I'm not really even talking right now.
Hey, Jasmine. Well, Jennifer didn't call me about, what was it? Jen, are you still there about 3
I'm
o'clock
here.
In the morning? And I got another call at 9, and that's when I was like, enough is enough. And I
okay,
called.
Okay, so now it goes back to Domingo again. Okay, I got you.
Right.
Okay. So now the whole thing is Domingo. So now all points.
And he said he was there when she made it.
But see, nobody's going to come down on Domingo, though. That is what nobody's going to do to him. Because
right.
he was telling me something.
Nobody's not saying anything.
No,
no,
I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, nobody said no, because if he told that to Jennifer, you know, nobody should be attacking him, but the question is...
Nobody's
really
going
is
to
no.
attack him, and
yeah.
I promise that.
Okay.
So, Susan, you said that you got another call, and was it basically in the same story?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean... Jahira, I think the only thing is that, you know, somehow, some way, I mean, I don't know what's going on with you and Domingo, you know, or, you know, I really don't know, but all I know is you know, Kelly again, here we go again. And this is the same thing, you know, this is what the sad part about it is, you know, just like with the London incident as well. It's like every once in a while, you know, this girl got to sit here and get attacked and badgered. If it's not videos, it's pictures. And, I mean, how long do y'all think that she's going to sit back and keep watching this and nothing's going to happen? And then y'all say she's loud on the radio, she's threatening people. I mean, bottom line is, you know, what happened? So what are we supposed to do? Rodney, you're there. You're someone who sits out on the outside looking in. What do you think about all this?
I mean, you know, every week is a rumor or a scandal about me as well. So I just grin and bear it. And if I snap, which sometimes it happens, and it has happened before, it depends on the circumstance and the situation. Like maybe, I don't know, I'm, you know, just listening. Maybe Domingo was mad at Jahira about something or noticed she makes those videos for her Q-View. Made them for the commercial, and I don't know. One of those instances. I'm not saying that Jahari did it or she didn't. You know what I'm saying? But you know.
Let me be honest and real with y'all, Rodney. When the video first came out, the video was out for like a week. And then a week later, I see that Q-View was promoting their shows with this on Walk for Me Wednesday. I put two and two together at that time, but then I said no because, you know, I felt me and Jahira had this bond and this connection together that we had smashed doing when we was in the moment of competing for the different radio shows. So I get to say no. I don't think Jahira had anything to do with it, and I don't think Jahira would, knowingly let somebody from her cast of the people that she was working with do this. So I squashed the thought in my head because the thought was in my head.
Can I possibly
piggyback off of what Kelly just said? I don't mean to cut anyone off.
Go ahead.
At the time on Walk For Me Wednesdays, there was a ton of extra normal videos coming out, and most of them was celebrities reading each other and things like that. Where I saw an opportunity to put together a commercial or something that people on YouTube could go look at for Q-View was as a result of those. It certainly was not in response to the video about Kelly. I didn't hear about the video about Kelly until after the fact, and I actually reached out to Kelly upon that. If you remember Kelly on Yahoo Messenger telling you that was some bullshit and going on Q-View and discussing it. And coming on this show, as I recall, and discussing it. And as far as any sense of competition between Q-View and Tenza Chops, in the beginning, there were members of my cast that were really trying, you know what I mean? They were just really reckless at the mouth with Tenza Chops.
Can we switch board? Can you find 202-560? That's Dante Molitiaga. He wants to come with a lot.
And again, at the time, yes, there were members of my cast that were really, really going at Tenza Chops. At which point, Jasmine and I contacted each other. This was back before it was out that Jasmine was switchboard to talk about how we could tone it down on both sides. And that's what we achieved.
So go ahead, Rodney. Finish what you were saying, Rodney. I just had to stop that.
I lost my thought. I was saying when, and then Dante was promoted. How did you get to the point where you thought Dante originally did the video, Kelly?
Okay. Wait, hold on. Is this Dante? Dante, are you on the air? No, that's the wrong number. Switchboard. It's 560-201-560. I got to the bottom. I had speculated. I'm gonna wait for Dante to come on the phone line, and I'm gonna tell you how I got to that. I got the Dante had made the video.
Okay.
Wait, as soon as we find Dante, I'm going to get to that, how I found out that Dante made the video, and it has something to do...
202-560.
Yeah, 202-560. It has something to do with another legend and another father in the ballroom scene that is supposed to be Dante's father that Dante told him that he made the video. And that's what sealed the icing on the cake for me to do what I did.
Oh, okay.
And just for my little two cents, this is Susan again. Jahira, after you and Jasmine had supposedly cleared the air, you all were still reading the fuck out of Kelly on your radio show. And you also most recently were reading Andre. I'm not saying whether you did it or not, but I was just clearing that matter up. You all continue to read her.
But you know what? You know what? And let me tell you something. And this is something that me, myself, and Jasmine and Andre has talked about. It has been shade. And it's always going to be shade with the other shows, mistake, because the other shows think that we're in competition with anybody. I can speak for myself because Jasmine is not here on the radio show often, and Andre is never on the radio show that often lately. But there will never be no competition with any of these other radio shows against this show. It's no competition. It's no way you can compare the hundreds of numbers and the 60 and the 70 and 100 people in the chat room to even say that it's any competition. That's why I would never come on the show and belittle myself and try to downgrade or read anybody else's show, because but just by the numbers of their show alone, it reads their show themselves, okay? And I felt that it was shade on from Q-View when they came on with the whole situation with Jamal Milan, and this is their grand comeback show, and that's been the last show since that day when Jamal was allowed to attack Andre, not to bring up that situation, and we're not going to dwell on that situation. But this was a grand comeback, and they new season and stuff, but that was the only show they did. That was the format for them to let him read Andre on that show, and that's where the shade came from also on that side once again.
The same show that Andre was invited on to.
Yeah, the same show that Andre was allowed to come on to, but this is the whole thing. We're not going to dwell into that situation, but I can't speak for Andre and the rest of them, but I felt for myself, I felt that it was shade, because this was your grand comeback, Jahira, but that's the only show that y'all did.
We're back for
a second season, and we're here for a second season. It's going to be hotter and whatever and everything, and that was the only show y'all did. I think they called y'all, and they wanted to outlet that they can go on and voice their opinion without being muted or without being hung up on. So that's why they came to y'all. Dante, you're on the phone line.
Everybody, how's everybody doing?
Okay, Dante. Before you start speaking, let me tell you, Roddy asked me a question. Before you start speaking, let me answer the question, because this is what happened, okay?
Okay.
I was coming from a lesbian ball. I got dropped off in the cab by Jack at Jack House. I walked from Jack House to 145th Street to Willie Burgers to get me a burger and to get me a lemonade before I went to go home. I was standing on the corner with my lover. This car pulled up on the side of me and said, "What's going on? Where you going? I know you live in the Bronx now. You need a ride?" I said, "Okay, well," so I was about to get in the cab. So I said, "Come on, give me a ride." So I'm in the car with legendary father Stone Cold Legacy, which he told me that him and Dante is his gay son. And he told me, uh-huh. I was sitting, yeah, this is what I, this is the tea that I'm getting.
Just let her finish and then I'll answer. Go ahead.
Okay.
Okay.
And so this is, and he's, you're his father, he's your son, and you and him had a discussion, and you told him how you made the video, and how he read you and said that was fucked up for doing that to Kelly, and that's what put the icing on the cake for the next weekend for me to do what I did.
Okay.
I thought, until I found out what happened last Thursday, that you and Zeke made the video, because y'all all girlfriends with Bobby Mizrahi, and it was reading me and reading Jennifer and giving Bobby all this life. That's why I said, okay, I know that they did the video, because me and Zeke didn't see eye to eye, and that was your best friend.
Right. Okay, first of all, are you really sure that he said me, or was he talking about the other Dante first? Because I've never actually even personally met Stone Cold Legacy. I only have one father. That's Harold Balenciaga. It's my gay father and my house father, first of all.
Dante, second,
Yeah, it's a sex iron Dante Arga as well. It maybe he was talking about him. I've never even met Stone Cold Legacy. Like I said, when you called me last week, well, actually, I'll just go back from the beginning. When the video was first sent to me, it said, look at this. I looked at it, and I was like, wow, or whatever. So I seen it. Me and you, Kelly, prior to that, never had a problem. We spoke when you came to Virginia that time after them pictures had been released on Walk For Me. You looked, you know, like you was going through it. I brought a drink over to you. Do you remember that?
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, so, okay, so, like, I'm like, okay, like, where's all this coming from? I've never had a problem with this lady. We always speak. We key. Now, when me and your son got into it, Joel or whatever, that was the reason, actually, I thought originally that you even attacked me. I knew nothing about a video. So Zeke came to me and said, you know, Jack and Kelly believe that me and you made the video. And I was like, what? Why? Like, why would they even think that? So basically, at that point, I was wondering then, honestly, did Zeke create it? Because he, you know, Barbie is his good girlfriend. Yes, me and Barbie are cool, but we're not cool like that. Me and Shauna are closer. I speak with Barbie basically when I see her with Shauna. So, I mean, I speak to her when I see her, period. But, like, we're not close like that. The reason I believe that Jahira did not create it is because we talked and she was just as surprised as well. My fault, I'm out of breath. I just got my clothes. I was in laundry room. But we talked about it. We were shocked. Like she said, we was on the phone trying to figure out who did it. And like I said, I brought up a point at that point. I was like, I wonder if Zeke did it because him and Barbie are so close and it was giving Barbie so much life. But then I talked to him. He said he didn't as well. So, I don't know.
That would be the name that I was trying not to mention.
I mean, yeah, I understand that. I appreciate that, you know, you did respect it. But, I mean, Kelly put it out there anyway that, you know, they thought we did it. And Zeke did tell me that. But, you know, he told me he didn't do it. And, I mean, all I can do is go off his word. So, but, I mean, I basically, without a shadow of a doubt, feel that, you know, Jahira didn't create it as well. Because we've talked about it since. And she still says, basically, that, you know, she didn't do it, and we still talked about it. She was the first person I called after Kelly called and apologized to me last week. And then we were sitting on the phone then, like, well, bitch, I wonder who it was. I was like, well, you know, Kelly told me the person will be dealt with, whoever it is. I'm like, bitch, who knows who it could have been? I was like, I guess we'll just find out next time we're at a ball or something like that. So, honestly, you know, I really don't believe that Jahira did it, and I don't know what else.
Like I said to you when I spoke to you on the phone, I am so sorry for what had happened. It was a misunderstanding, and I hope we can move forward from this situation.
Yeah, I mean, I'm grown. I put that behind me. You know, there's no type of animosity. Even since then, it's still, I mean, after a while, I got over it. I moved on from it. But, yeah, like I said, you know, Stone Cold Legacy, I never even met him in person.
Well, I have to speak to Stone Cold and find out what he talk about the other Dante, because I never knew there was another Dante.
You know Dante.
Yeah, Dante.
I didn't even know that Dante was Valencia.
Aga. I'm sorry. But, I mean, yeah, there is another Dante. I've never even met Stone Cold. My only father is Harold.
I didn't know she was a Balenciaga because I don't think
he's a Balenciaga, and he's been a Balenciaga for a while. And I know first.
Me and Dante got it at the same time.
He has nothing to do or hear or anything, because if he hears anything, he hears it from me. So I know firsthand. I'm the closest thing to him. And I know firsthand.
I didn't even know that she was a Balenciaga because I really don't, you know, I don't really pay her no attention like that.
Yeah, we would put it in the house at the same time. But, if it was him, maybe that's who not him that created the video, but maybe that's who Stone Cold was talking about. But, yeah, I've never even met him. But, you know, like I said, I accept the apology. We're grown. Move on. You know, I just really, you know, all of the he said, she said, and no one really knows who it is, and people just, you know, are going at it without any concrete evidence. It's just crazy.
Well, it's like I said.
Shout out to Fem Queen with 15 inches in the room as well. She's a key.
Oh, my God.
Like I said, child, maybe.
Ain't nothing going to happen to anybody. I'm not doing anything to anybody. I don't spend too much money on my face to be out here carrying on with these girls. I'm about to spend more money on my body. I don't have time for all of this. It's just childish. But I just wanted to address the situation at hand. The situation is over, but I just wanted to address the situation because the situation came to light. I have other pressing things in my life that I need to address. That I will address. So, somebody from the House of Chanel should call me besides Chamel. Or hit me up on Yahoo. Hold on, let's take some callers. We have a whole lot of them.
When I'm gonna bag him.
Let's get him. Shout him out, honey. Shout him out. Honey. Midge. And so 313-977. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
Hey, how y'all doing? This is Goddess. I'm just sitting here listening to all that. This is one of those situations you're never going to get to the bottom of, so don't even stress yourself about it. I'm really living for Nicole's little slight sad reason. I'm getting life out of it. But at the end of the day, some bitch need to lip sync for her life. Put me back on hold.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Goddess. Next caller, please.
Honey.
Well, 213-344. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, caller?
What a way to take a cigarette break, honey. I was calling to listen in, honey, and got the gag of my life, honey. Hi, Kelly. This is Lala. How you doing, baby?
Hey, Lala.
Nothing, honey. I took a cigarette break and I ended up smoking three at the end of the day.
Okay.
But it's really, really crazy. And like you said, at the end of the day, you're never going to know. And it don't matter, Kelly. If they're not talking about you, honey, you're not an A-lister anymore. When you're not on the press list, honey, that's when you start worrying about things. But I'm just gagging because the information that was brought, but it's kind of interesting how somebody can bring some information to you about what was said about you about a video, and that person reads you. And good night.
Next caller, please. Baby. Oh, shit. Oh, Lord have mercy. 678-735. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
What's going on, Kelly? This is Clay. And what's up, Nicole, Rodney, Jasmine?
Hey, what's up, Clay?
What's going on?
Sorry.
Kelly, I guess you have your Chanel.
Hey, Clay, dude.
How you doing? I want to start off and to you, Kelly, to apologize, one, for the incident. Basically, what happened was, you know, it was last week Tuesday, and you said, I got a picture of London, whatever, and drag, whatever. And Daquan said, oh, he looks like Amaya. So I get on the assumption that you actually had the picture, and I did say something to London about it, and he did whatever he did. But I do apologize if it got to where it did, if it did offend you. But I want to go on the next step and say that basically it's been feeling like it's been shade towards the House of Chanel coming from maybe you or other members of the Mizrahis because of London, Amaya, and Chamel coming over to the house. And not direct shade, but indirect shade, meaning after we got back from the Milan ball, all this other stuff, Amaya and Dee Dee, and then London and stuff like that, before they became Chanel, they were never mentioned. And then even when Amaya's name is mentioned, Switchboard does this, you know, sound and stuff like that. And now they are Chanel, so we take offense to whatever problems that come their way. So if whatever problem y'all have, we didn't steal them, like there was some other problem, like, you know, Andre felt like we still stole members, whatever. We never.
Nicole, hold on, Clayton. Nicole, fix your phone. Okay, go ahead, Clayton.
Yes. So that's where we just felt like it's been a little. You're right, Nicole? Yeah,
go ahead,
Clayton. We just feel like it's been indirect shade ever since they came here. So, again, I will apologize because, like I said, I mentioned it to London about you having a picture of him in drag, and then Jaquan said, oh, yeah, I saw the picture, and he looks like a Maya. So he did what he did, and I the one sent, because when I got the picture, I the one sent Shamel the picture because at first I thought it was Phoebe, Aga. And then Shamel was like, no, that's Kelly. I was like, okay. But the fact about it is that you, I felt like you somewhat started it when you mentioned his name about being in drag.
Okay.
And you actually didn't have the picture which you mentioned today. So I would take the whole blame of everything. And again, like I said, to apologize if you felt some kind of way, because like I said, I the one brought it to his attention.
Okay, and I did have the picture. I have both of the pictures. I have the picture with London by himself, and I have the picture with Anthony Everly in London in the picture also. I didn't put the picture in the chat room. I never sent the picture. The picture, I kikied about the picture with my kid. I kikied about it with my kid. Somebody else posted the picture, and because I'm the one that spoke about the situation, London sent that picture, and the picture all got around.
It came from you, and again, like I said, that's why I said I apologize. And again, just like you said, he is 16, so he is a child. So
yeah, he's a child, and he needs to stay in a child's place. And since he want to play, since he want to play these big boy games, because I never posted the picture, because I could have smutted the picture across every place. I never posted the picture. Whoever sent me the picture posted the picture in the chat room and everything. If I wanted to smut London's name, I would have smutted London's name and had the picture all over the place and posted the picture and kept posting the picture and everything. I did it because I addressed the situation on my show, and then it got back to London. London wants to send this picture out, and now this picture is being tweeted and texted and on Walk For Me Wednesday. London plays, London wants to, this is the ballroom scene.
But just like you said that you had the picture and whoever sent you the picture posted in the chat room.
Okay, and so London should address whoever fucking took the picture and not send that picture that he took when he was asleep and when he was when I was asleep and he was a Mizrahi. He shouldn't have been texting that picture to anybody. The picture shouldn't have winded up on Twitter. The picture shouldn't have walked For Me Wednesday, because I wasn't the one that posted the picture or sent the picture. He needs to go back to his sources. Like, I went back and I figured out where the picture came from. I knew where my picture came from. He should have went back and figured out where his came from, what girlfriends that he was around that he allowed to take that picture, or who he sent that picture to. Not come fuck with me. He wants to play big boy game. Now he's going to play big boy game.
Kelly, again, just like I said, ooh,
darling.
I apologize.
But
and
you can't apologize. It's nothing that anybody can say or anybody can do or anybody's going to say about the situation that's going to make me feel any better about the situation, Clayton. He want to step. London is 16 years old. London should be in school and worrying about school, not playing big boy motherfucking. Yeah, he is. And listen, you're not letting me finish. He needs to stay in school and worry about playing those games, playing double dutch and hopscotch in school, and stop playing with the 32-year-old grown motherfucking transsexual.
32.
Okay. And the thing about it is that, like I said, he felt that when you mentioned his name, and I felt the same way, and we all felt the same way over here, it was that it has been shade towards the House of Chanel when, as they all came over here to be Chanel.
So if they go back to be into the house of Mizrahi Kelly, would they still get B?
If he comes back to be in let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, right? Oh, baby, I say London was already a Mizrahi and was going to get tackled by a Mizrahi mistake. You know the cardinal rule of being a woman is you never snatch a girl about their motherfucking wig. Nicole, you know that. He snatched my daughter Imani out of her wig. Imani smacked him in his face. 2 weeks prior to that, Nicole, Imani fractured a boy's motherfucking face for snatching up out of his motherfucking wig. So just by him getting motherfucking smacked, that was a blessing mistake.
Mama, good Eve.
okay? I didn't do anything to London. I didn't have shade with London. I didn't even know London was in the motherfucking ball, at the Milan ball, until I got back home, and one of my kids that he was messing with, that he keeps telling that he's still a 007, and he's not a motherfucking Chanel, and he don't know if he's going to think about coming back here, okay?
Kelly.
About the situation.
These New York Chanel friends.
Kelly, one thing I know is, and I would say this, that I know from heart, they all are happy, Chamel, Amaya, and London. And just like Rose has been here when she left the Mizrahis to come to Chanel over 15 years, she'll be here also, too. But like
okay,
I said,
but
I
that's
will apologize. I will apologize for you taking offense to it, and I will handle the situation.
Y'all can handle the situation the way y'all going to handle it, and I'm going to handle the situation the way I need to handle it.
Okay, and then again, like you know, they are Chanel's, and we'll just handle it how we handle it.
Okay, and that's all to the situation. Everybody has the situation the way they need to handle the situation. The other situation that we had, the other situation that I talked about here on the show, I don't have actual facts about that situation, but I have actual facts about the situation, and I'll handle the situation the way I need to handle the situation, and y'all address the situation the way y'all need to address the situation. And London knew he was wrong, and I text London phone about the situation, and if London wanted to talk about the situation, London could have texted me back about the situation.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Well, who's on this phone? Roll call.
Father Rodney.
Okay, you there? Jaquan?
Yeah.
Oh, you there? Jennifer?
Oh,
Jennifer probably going. You know, her husband came in from work at 1 o'clock. Baby. It's just like, you know, I just feel about the situation. This is what I feel about the situation. I think the situation got out of hand, and everybody is calling and everybody wants to apologize about the situation. But it's like the picture got posted. How did the picture get posted? Why is everybody calling to apologize for London? It's making it seem
but,
like Clayton was the one.
But Kelly, you asked for a Chanel representative to call in, and I called.
Yeah,
in,
okay, a Chanel representative called in. But I have been texting. I've been texting London all day long about this situation.
Okay.
Why London hasn't texted me back about this situation?
Okay, and like I said, and so if you like him to do that, I will get. See if he will be able to call you and do that. But again, like I said, I the one brought it to his attention about you saying that you had the picture and blah, whatever. So, like I said, he went ahead and did what he did to fill in, you know, that you had a picture of him. So, like I said, I'm apologizing for the whole thing. And if I'm asking and being a leader to a leader, if we can just squash it and leave it alone. Yes, it is a picture, but there's been many pictures out there of people and stuff like that. It's just a picture, Kelly.
It's just not a picture. It's not just a picture. It's just like they're saying it's just a picture of Britney Spears getting out the car and all her pussy is out. It's just not a picture. It's my reputation. Okay? And like I said with the situation with Jahira is I'm not attacking anybody or doing anything to anybody, but I can't speak for my kids or how my kids feel.
And but as Rodney just said, but you're a leader. So and it goes to the same thing. If you're a leader, you can control your order in the court.
You can only lead the cow to the water. You can't make them drink it.
And then the same thing. So if it feels like that, if your kids or whatever attacking some of our members for that, then it's going to be a trickle down faction. Yes, you're not doing nothing, but as you just said, everybody's saying that your kids are protecting you. So what if somebody on this end feels like your kids attacking us on this end when you're over here and then we attack you or somebody attack you? Not saying we're going to do that, but, you know, like I said, so it needs to stop. So like, I'm coming as a Chanel leader saying I apologize for it. Leave it alone and leave it at that. Now, I don't know how it got on Walk For Me. This is the first time you're hearing about it on Twitter, Walk For Me Wednesday. So I'm just saying, as you being a leader, it's a picture, Kelly, of you sleep. You know you're beautiful. and stuff like that. So why is a picture? It's not nothing degrading you or anything like that.
Clayton, okay, Clayton, do I look like I was prepared to walk anybody's face in that picture since you seen the picture?
Glad you knew that.
No, I think you wanted to look at
this. Y'all fucking booty popping around on this goddamn phone right now. Y'all fucking
funny,
motherfuckers. Glad you knew that. That's what you were saying.
I knew that. That's why I said she was asleep. I said in the picture she was asleep.
Kelly, question. It's Rodney.
Go ahead, Rodney.
So the picture that... that you had or whatever they pushed on was of the London dude in drags, whatever. Was that picture out first, and then he posted the other picture in retaliation to that picture being?
Yeah, but I never posted. Listen, Clayton, let me tell you something. Regardless of the fact that regardless of the fact that what happened, they left the house, whatever mistake. I don't have no shade with anybody. I still speak to Shamel. Me and Shamel still do things together and everything. I speak to Amaya. Amaya hits me up on a lot and everything, and I still speak to her. London is the only one that has left the house, and it has been shade with London. I text London and try to talk to London and everything, you know, to find out exactly what happened, because I don't know what happened. I don't even know what Andre told me, and I don't even know what Clayton told me. For me to get to the bottom of the situation, I tried to hit London up and find out exactly what happened. London has not once texted me back since London has left the house or anything. So it's shade from London, not on Kelly, because Kelly still speaks to Amaya. Kelly still speaks to Shamel. Okay? I said, oh my God, you know how it goes, Rodney. The stuff comes online, and they send it to me. I opened the link that they sent me, like, oh shit, bitch, it's a picture of London Chanel and fucking drags. I never sent the picture out or put the picture in the chat room or anything. Whoever sent the picture to me, they must be in the chat room. They put the picture out. So then I'm sitting playing my ritual Sunday dinner at cards with the Milans and the Mizrahi. And then I get a call from Shamel. Like, sis, there's a picture of you floating around. I'm like, a picture of me what, Shamel? What's going on? I'm playing cards. I'm trying to win this money. He said, I'm going to send it to your phone. He sends the picture to my phone. I investigate and look at the picture. I automatically knew where the picture was at. After that hand, I told Eric, hold on. I got to go in the bedroom. I got to take you or something. I called Shamel back, and the same thing I said on the radio is the same thing I said to Shamel and told Shamel to relay it to the Chanels. And I told Shamel to relay it to the Chanels and have somebody get back in contact with me before the show, before I say anything. No one has called me or said anything.
Shamel didn't give me that part. Shamel gave me this. At 9 o'clock this morning, Shamel called me and told me, yes, you were upset and some other stuff that you were attacking and all this other stuff. But it was never going to call you, because I would have hit you up. And like I said, so apologize about the whole situation. Then, and we could alleviate it and then have to broadcast it over the air, whatever.
Okay.
And it's like I said, it seems like ever since after the Milan ball, when they came out as Chanel, everything has been coming out. When you mentioned Dee Dee,
because we got a lot of calls, and I'm going to stop you, and we only got 15 minutes. Let me tell you something, and I'm going to be honest, and I'm going to be real with you, because I'm a real bitch, and I love Amaya, and she's my sister, and everything. Every time y'all ever heard me talking about femme queens ruining their life and doing drugs and doing this and doing that and on the show and what promising careers they can have and everything, when Amaya was a Mizrahi, I was talking about Amaya when I was saying all of those things. And I talk about it with any of these promising femme queens. I don't give a fuck who it is. I don't give a fuck if it's a Balenciaga. I don't give a fuck if it's Lola. I don't give a fuck any of these promising femme queens out here. If they out here, y'all have so much talent that y'all can have on the floor. Y'all can take that same talent off the floor. Why let these drugs destroy your motherfucking life? If somebody send me something, I chew, like I said, I pick and choose what I'm going to use on the show. That night that they sent me that stuff, the show was boring. We was on Tiny Chat. I had to use what I had to make my show lively.
Oh shit!
But Dee Dee's supposed to be your sister, and
Dee Dee is my sister. Yes, Dee Dee. Dee Dee is my sister. Listen, listen. Yeah. Dee Dee is my sister. Dee Dee is my sister. Dee Dee is my sister. But when I'm doing this show, Dee Dee is not my sister. I'm a host.
Okay, but again, just like I said, ever since after Malambo, we were not mentioned, their names were not mentioned. So, yes, we're going to take offense because all of a sudden, now Maya's name mentioned, now Didi's name, now London's name. And then you know, it's, we're taking offense to it. Maybe it's not any problem, but it seemed like Dad was being thrown, not just by you, down here, by, you know, other things going on. I don't want to bring it out, but it doesn't need to be that. You know, I think the Chanels have been over backwards and been nice to the Mizrahis and did several things to make to show y'all that we, you know, our love or whatever, and then you do this to us. So we actually gonna take offense.
Well, Clay, I don't know where we're gonna go from this situation. But I have a call. I have 15.
Accept my apology.
I accept your apology. I accept your apology.
I'm apologizing on behalf of London Chanel and saying, you know, let's drop it.
Hold on, Clay. I have a number called 516-451. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Uh-oh, here you go.
Hello? Your phone is messed up, baby. Next caller. Okay. 516-395, you're live on the air.
Oh, my God.
Hello? What is going on with these callers? 215-298, you're live on the air on the recap show. 215-298, you're live on the air on the recap show. Okay, I don't know what's going on with y'all, honey. Y'all girls pressing one, y'all stopping me from having my conversation, and ain't nobody saying nothing. 347-208, you're live on the air on the recap show.
I had something to say about the situation earlier, but I think it was handled well, so I'm just listening.
Okay, thank you for calling in. Next caller, please. Six four six 726, you're live on the air on the recap show. 646-726, you're live on the air on the recap show. Okay, 646-256, you're live on the air on the recap show.
Yeah. What's going on? This is Father Chanel. What's the deal? What's going on? This is Kelly, you my sister, and I'm going to tell you like this. I'm definitely going to tell you like this. London is going to be at the Blahnik Ball, and if any Mizrahi, any of your children, because those are your children, you can tame them. If any one of those children touch my son, I'm going to attack the whole building like the Mizrahis did in 1999.
Okay,
I'm going to bring Philly to a halt.
Okay.
Trust me.
Okay,
nobody's
well,
not
going to
touch him, not over no picture. Come on,
well,
we better than that. That's
hold
petty.
Hold on.
None of your kids
on.
Better not touch him. Danny,
hold
none of them. None
on,
of them.
Hold on. Since you put the situation like that.
No, I'm not putting
okay,
it like that.
Okay,
I'm just
I
saying, you
now.
Said you can't
I
stop your kids. You can
it.
Stop your kids.
I'm talking now. Now since you put the situation like that. I'm not going to get a dress made for the Blahnik Ball. I'm not going to disrespect the Blahnik Ball. I'm going to come to the Blahnik Ball, and I'm going to judge that ball in peace. And when the ball is over, I'm going to smack the shit out of him myself.
16-year-old boy. You're not going to touch him. I'm not going to sit there and let you touch him. I'm not.
And he's a 15-year-old boy, and he needs to stay in a child's place. Stop playing with a fucking grown-ass motherfucking man that's old enough to be his fucking father. Now,
okay, well, then,
since you called in and you said something,
yes.
I'm going to smack the shit out of him.
And, like I said, he's going to be in the building for that $1,000. Once he snatches $1,000, I'm getting my child out that building. He won't be there to the end of the ball.
You're going to
have to find him.
You're going to
have to, if you can find him. If you can find
him.
If you can.
I'm going to smack the shit out of him. Since you want to call in here.
Chanel.
Okay, and justify a situation, bitch. You only been a motherfucking Chanel for a hot motherfucking minute, bitch. You better remember who your motherfucking family is, bitch.
Ain't no Hey, you are my family. If you was not my family, exactly.
Get him the fuck out of my life.
He is my family.
Bitch, bitch, you better remember where your mother, you better remember your motherfucking family, bitch, and your motherfucking roots, bitch. You already know how the fuck I get motherfucking down, bitch.
I thought we were diffusing the situation.
We were diffusing the situation, and I was thinking about paying the situation to that bitch just rose my motherfucking blood pressure. Now the situation is on. Bitch, Clayton, y'all need to motherfucking contain y'all motherfucking animals, bitch, and let them know how to motherfucking address somebody.
Kelly,
I'm not defusing the situation at all. I'm gonna attack, and any bitch that motherfucking wants me or comes for me, bitch, they better be motherfucking ready, cause now I'm gonna slap the shit out of her.
Kelly.
And it's nothing that anybody can say. Like I said, to the Bronix, I'm coming to y'all ball in peace. I'm gonna come and judge y'all ball, and I'm coming in peace. After the ball is over, I don't know what's going to motherfucking happen.
Kelly, I know I can't talk to you right now because your blood pressure is high. But can you please?
That bitch gonna come on here and give me bitch. You know what? I'm motherfucking bitch. Listen. I'm hot. I'm standing. My blood pressure is up. Jaquan, Nicole. Rodney, please say goodnight to the girls because the show is over. My blood pressure is up, bitch. I'm hot and I need to get my fat ass in the shower, bitch. I'm perspiring. Please say goodnight.
Bye. Good night, everybody.
I'm the legendary overall East Coast mother of the House of Mizrahi. Whatever you do, whatever state you in, make sure you practice safe sex. And you bitches definitely wrap it the fuck up. The life you save will be your own. And I will see you back here tomorrow night for What the Fuck Tuesday. How you doing?